systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Yeah! What's up, everybody? We're streaming live from Depot Park, beautiful downtown Kalispell, Montana, coming at you live on a beautiful Saturday morning here. I can't hear you. What's up, everybody? This is the Jam Hole, episode number 195. That's right, there have been 194 previous episodes up until this event right here outside. If you guys hear sound, it's cars and sound check from the bands.
And tons of people.
And guitars.
And, yeah.
And everybody moving shit. It's
awesome.
Cool, though. We're here. We're live. We're streaming.
We're good.
We were actually supposed to get here at 7 o'clock.
Which we did. We did get here.
So we could set up. And we were here at 7 o'clock. Our tables were not here. And that's her fault.
Right. They didn't get here until about 8.
Until 8. And then the first band comes on at 9.
And then it took us about an...
What's the time right now?
Hold on.
9:05.
Oh,
yeah, it's 9:05.
This is fantastic. So, yeah, my name's Matt.
My name's Brayden.
And I'm Danny. This is the fucking show. This is going to be a mess.
It's going to sound awful. I can't wait.
I can barely hear you guys.
You know, if there was ever any time for headphones to be used,
this
for
would
a podcast,
be it. Right yeah.
This would be it right now.
This is
now.
A good time. Too bad mine are fucking broken now.
Oh, yeah. I was like trying to hear some sound.
Right.
And I went to put them on my head, and they totally just snapped in half.
That's because you like tried to. I don't even know what the fuck you did.
I don't know what the fuck I did.
I watched you. You totally just like.
I took them out.
Grabbed and snapped.
I set them on my head, and they just exploded.
That's because you gotta like unfold them. You can't just fucking rip them apart.
I unfolded them.
You did
apart.
Not.
Get
I watched.
I totally.
You owe me some headphones.
That's bullshit. Take it out of the fucking trip money.
He doesn't
store.
Even have his own headphones, and you're
Mom.
Trying to get him to buy you headphones? Right. That's not going to work.
Yeah, his headphones got broken,
I'm the only
too.
One left
hey,
with
didn't
good skull
Paulo,
candies.
Paulo bought you those headphones for a reason.
Yeah, because he knew you
he
were going to break
yeah.
down.
Because he knew I was going to Hulk smash the
Hulk
shit
smash.
Out of your fucking headphones.
Except my headphones were $100, so.
So, yeah. Hey, does anybody have a flyer? I need some band names here. Anybody
yeah,
have a flyer?
Wonderful.
Anybody? Anybody? Bueller?
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 Thank you, dear. Your lipstick is beautiful. Okay. So a friend of Ryan's came up to him, and he's like, hey, Ryan, where is Ryan? No, the
Not
other
the
one.
The other one.
The cute one. All right, well, anyway, so a friend of Ryan's came up to him, and he's like, hey, don't you think perhaps that you're in a park, Kalispell's kind of a more conservative place, do you think perhaps that the names of some of the bands would be just a little bit offsetting.
A little bit?
Any people that might be walking by and they're like, oh, what's going on here? What's this?
It is kind of a metal show, though.
Well, so at 9 o'clock, which was 7 minutes ago, we should have Virus Invaders 3. And then from 10
Not
to 10...
Not 2 or 40, 1.
What?
Not 2 or 1.
No. What is that? What are you bringing
oh,
us?
Oh, those are more flyers.
Oh, flyers.
Look at
all
this
right.
What
are
those? I'm being given. What is this?
We yell and we get stuff. Cool. Flyer.
I don't want this unless our name's on it, so you can just wipe your ass with these. Oh, fuck. So, yeah? Oh. So then 11:45, we will have Sephiroth, 12 to 12:45, the Paris Hilton sex tape. Now, if I saw a flyer for something and it said the Paris Hilton sex tape, I would be there.
I'd bring a bottle of lube.
I would totally bring some lube. I would bring some condoms. And I'd be like, let's watch this thing. Yeah. There's Ryan. Come here. Come here real quick. This is the man that's putting on this.
Over here.
This, I don't even know what to call it. This vast...
This shindig.
Come here and say hi.
Shindigla.
Come here and say hi. Pick a,
in the
pick
mic.
A mic. We got
hey,
three of them here.
What's happening?
Into that one.
In,
that
one.
Into one.
So,
into this one. Oh, you moved it. You're not supposed to do that on the jam hole. What the hell's
oh,
wrong
I
with
can,
you?
I can
so
do that.
You were telling
it doesn't
me,
count today.
You were okay. telling me about a friend of yours that was like, hey, some of these band names might be a little offsetting to some people.
Yeah.
Now, when you hear the Paris Hilton sex tape, what do you expect? What kind of show do you expect? Donkeys, perhaps?
Video.
I expect video? Yeah, Paris
video.
Hilton.
Just video in general.
Some yeah. sort of video?
Yeah.
Something three with X's sex. In it?
Not really, but yeah.
That's awesome.
What and about...
At 1 to 145, we have vagina spiders.
I like right. that one.
Now, yeah. personally, yeah, that one's good I don't want to go anywhere near any place that has vagina spiders crawling yeah. around in it.
That is if an STD I don't want to catch.
No, right. if my girlfriend had vagina spiders, I would hose her down with bleach.
I think that name is all about duality. I mean, it's a good word and then a bad word. You know, like vagina, ooh, spider's bad. Right?
Ooh, spider's bad.
But yeah. if they're in the...
Yeah, if the so spiders are in the vagina, completely
that's
ruins right. the
that's
vagina
a scary
for me.
Thing. But it's yeah. still a good word. I mean, like, everybody likes vagina, right?
Well, yeah.
Nah. Right, but I'm deathly afraid hey, of spiders, so right. that's... Yeah. I'm very conflicted yeah. about that.
Okay, I got work to do.
Okay, get the fuck out of here. I'm so, of here. 2 to 245, we have 26Z. Where's 26Z?
He's standing right in front of us.
Right in front of us.
Come here. Come here.
Come say hello.
There's three of them. Come here.
I'm coming.
Into one of the mics.
26Z doesn't run.
I like this guy because I didn't know he was part of your show.
So yeah, this is Braden.
I'm touching him as we
what's your name?
My name is Naive Quiet. I'm the front man.
Naive Quiet. And your lovely lady here, the assistant that gets sawed in half.
I'm Siren.
Siren and the dog. There's the dog.
There's the dog right
that's
here.
That's Apple
you?
Face.
Apple you face.
You look like you got some good color back. Good. All so right, you guys cool. are going on from 2 to 2:45. From 3 to 3:45, we have Dripping Orifice.
Nice.
Now, if I'm very in a nice. Public place, again, and there is something there I'm expecting to see that's
well,
called a Dripping Orifice.
I was actually at their band practice the other day, and, like, the name is nothing compared to the music that they play.
Hey, we're trying to do a show here!
Shut up!
So, yeah, it just, that... Like, I don't know, as soon as I hear that
dripping
word,
orifice.
Like, I just
dripping
get all excited,
orifice.
And
what is
I'm
wrong?
Like, oh, man. And then
you get all wet and cream your panties.
Orifice. It's because you could have called it dripping mouth hole, but see, orifice.
It leaves it open
leaves
to
it
the
open
imagination.
To, yeah,
it
anything.
Does. It like, yeah. which orifice, it's...
It leaves it up to your preference
that's
of orifices.
Right. It's an interactive band name.
Yeah,
see, when you hear it, you fill in the blank.
Right.
It's amazing. And then 4 to 4:45 p.m., we have War Cry. And that just reminds me of a bunch of pissed off, drunken Indians.
They are.
Are they?
They are Indians.
Really? Oh, I'm seriously not even being racist.
No, they are. They're from Polson.
Awesome. I hope they bring us, like, a slot machine or something.
Oh, my God.
From 5 to 5.
What?
Come on. I can say that here.
You didn't bring the bell?
I have permission.
Oh, he's got the bell. You better get the bell out. This is ridiculous.
I can't believe it.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Yay! Okay. See, so when you hear the bells, oh, there's a bug on my pop filter. These are things I don't have to deal with when we're doing the show from the confines of our home. We have bugs crawling everywhere, vagina spiders everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Dripping orifice.
There's a dripping orifice
Indians around running
here.
Around scalping people. This is going to be beautiful. And all for
racist.
Alzheimer's. We're actually doing yeah. this for Alzheimer's.
If you can believe
know
that.
What kind of people get Alzheimer's?
And come to these
old,
shows.
Old, dying people. Hey, Ryan, how about you raise money for something that's going to be around longer than the next, like, 2 years?
Right, that's
that'd
a good idea.
Wonderful.
Come on.
Oh, look at his face.
It's cured every day.
Right, when they die.
Right. No, I know. I'm just kidding. Do you hear the bell? That's right. We care.
Environment of
we
care.
We care that we're in their wills
actually,
when
I'll
they
just...
do die and they leave us all their money. Holla,
right.
Jamal.
Holla.
That's exactly what we care about. So from 5 to 5:45, we have drain damage, which is brain damage.
Yeah.
And then from 6 to 6:45 is Emmy Mine, 7 to 7:45, Greg Gal, Girl Scouts, 8 o'clock, Close Mouth, Self and Manure. And now I give you Virus and Gator Strain.
Fuck. That's rude. I just love it. People driving by are going to hear that. I know. I'm still leaning forward, though. That was a good show.
there's even people listening. What? Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Here, isn't it?
Hold on, it was, where's the other paper? Is this the order?
Yep.
So this is Virus Invaders 3?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, if the stream might drop off. The stream might drop off every now and then because we're using an Altel wireless card, so just ignore that. I'll try to, it reconnects itself, but fuck me if it
you
just keeps
tie
dropping.
This, tie that down.
Love it!
Well, I tripped over the cord.
Love it! Yeah. Love it! Yeah! So.
Sitting next to you for the time being.
What's going on? So I got some F my life.
Can we read,
can I read
fuck
a couple
my
of
life,
these?
Please?
Oh, they're going to start again.
Oh. Brayden's over there.
Today, while installing a deadbolt on my closet, I did it wrong. It closed, but wouldn't lock, so I had to reinstall it. Sitting on the floor of my closet, I shut it to make sure it was installed correctly. I locked myself in for 20 minutes, home alone, before kicking the door down. F-M-L.
Aw, that sucks. Are we just going to do, like, one fuck my life, like, in between
I'm
songs?
Just, like, I'm going to sneak them in as whenever I can.
That works.
So this is Virus Invaders 3. They probably have a MySpace somewhere, but I don't have any of that information, so fuck me.
I was just sitting next to Matt because you were over there.
Yeah, I was talking about that.
Yeah. Who was that?
That's the end. He used to play bass for my band.
What?
Still picks up.
Change.
26 says, oh yeah, Danny, I slow danced with a girl last night at a metal show that had done 7 lines of coke earlier that night, and she was mad hot. I'm so proud of myself.
That was the 7 lines of coke
and then
that
I
was
went
telling
home
you
and
she
split
was hot.
My wrist.
I think that was the 7 lines that made her hot.
Well, sweet.
I
good
think
for
it
you.
Was the coke that made her
yeah,
hot.
Yeah,
that's
it
awesome.
Was the coke.
At least he's getting some kind of fun.
Like,
Well, I don't know about that, but maybe in between the intermission. Or no, we could record it straight and then cut it up later.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't crash.
Right. You know, at least it's on the laptop. We don't have to worry about losing power.
That's true. I went to school with these guys over here, Buck and Doug, and I don't know who's the drummer. Lee Ockel, I don't know that dude. But me and Buck used to run around like the east side of Kalispell, and just it was crazy. Just the dumbest,
just destroying just
like,
shit.
Yeah, like there's a fucking there's something. Let's break it.
Yeah, you see that mailbox? I got a bat.
Yeah. Like rolling around the back alleys of Kalispell with big red wiffle ball bats.
That's how much we have to do around here.
Absolutely nothing. So we break shit. Yes. Before goth was emo.
Yeah, Buck. So these guys are going to play a couple more songs, and then we have Twitched coming on at 10 a.m.
Also another punk band.
Who are they? Yeah. I do not know them.
It's punk. They played last year here, actually.
I was here last year for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it was
and then
raining.
It rained.
And then
I left.
Went to the VFW and saw...
Dear God, if it rains, we are so effed.
Wait, James.
LaRue? He went to the Navy a long time ago, and he comes back every now and then.
He's still
like,
in the Navy?
I was standing, like, right by this tree, and Papa Pill, like, came over and was handing out CDs.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
And, like, I look over, and Jay's standing right there.
Yeah, I remember that.
I hadn't seen him for, like, 5 years, and I was like, what?
Who the fuck are you?
What the fuck are you doing here? Ryan has duct tape. I think Ryan has it.
Yeah.
The skinny one.
Right.
I don't know where he is.
Yeah, where's our donation?
Frankie Zeno says, wait a minute, did Nirvana get back together? Oh, that's awesome. And as soon as they're done and there's some quiet, we're going to judge the fuck out of them like American Idol style.
Take them apart.
And we'll pick a winner at the very end.
That was completely awful.
Can you guys hear me talking over the music?
He's hot.
Yeah! Oi, 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 oi.
You're gonna what? You're gonna wear one?
26 says, alright, fuck this band. Or it says censored, so I'm gonna have to say he probably said the word fuck. Vagina! Twat! Vagina! Twat, 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 twat! I'm just going to sit here and write my own lyrics to these songs. Is that okay with you guys?
They might even be better than what they're actually saying.
I would love to go back to live video, but Ustream is better quality, and I can record the whole show, and it's not laggy. Except right now, because we're using a cell phone card, so fuck us. But there's no internet here. We brought our own internet, and Ustream is reliable, so far. LV was reliable, too, the first, like, fucking 10 shows that we did it on. All right. Well, that was the first band, Virus Invaders 3.
And welcome to
Ozapalooza! Welcome to Ozapalooza!
I think they're awake. I think we're still in the process.
What?
But I think we did a really good job.
My microphone's bigger than yours.
Thank you. This entire Ozapalooza event from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night is being broadcast over the entire world at thejamhole.com.
I'm actually leaving in like an hour, so. Totally kidding. Yeah. Totally kidding.
Next, we have Twitch.
2 years ago, my grandmother got Alzheimer's. And I'm not even going
to
try.
Today we had a conversation. So what happens is a lot of people, they go to talk to their family members that have Alzheimer's, and they have false expectations. They're like, you're going to know who I am.
This is just Ryan talking about Alzheimer's and shit, so he's got to do that, I guess. Blah, 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 blah. I'm an asshole.
Matt, you are an asshole.
I made this movie for my grandma.
I got Alzheimer's, so it's okay.
We know.
I'm taking half the donations.
And allowed the people to conversate, which got rid of the loneliness and created an environment of care. And then I just followed that path. I asked the Agency on Aging, and I said, if you were to put music and pharmaceuticals next to each other over the last 20 years, which one has done more to help Alzheimer's?
Pot. Probably pot.
How many billions of dollars have you spent on pharmaceuticals? Now, I don't have a problem with medicine. I think medicine's great and we need it.
Yeah, the best cure for Alzheimer's, dying.
Thank you, Braden.
So that's why we're out here playing music. It's all about arts, role, and therapy. And all my friends.
Right, because punk and death metal.
Cheer up, just, those old fuckers,
yeah,
every day.
Wait,
people.
You said we were getting paid. Wait a minute.
Whoa,
wait
whoa,
a minute.
Whoa. Where's our cut? Whoa.
I want this up front.
Whoa.
I haven't been paid in a while. I could use some money.
Oh, fuck.
We should tell him.
Because it sucks.
We should tell Ryan to tell everybody they can buy our shirts for $15 a piece.
Yeah. Actually, you have to buy one.
Yes. Yes.
We should
Too bad all we have is large as an extra large.
He has a sushi bar up in Big Fork now, and he donated 3 dinners. The guy's amazing. It's
blah, 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 blah.
Stop saying
that. And full hour tattoo, piercing, and jewelry.
I've only got like 3.
Can you guys hear anything he's saying? Frankie Cito says, how many old people are there, or do they not
none.
Appreciate
no,
the devil's
none.
Music?
There is
There's
not a
no
single old,
old
person here.
So, I don't know, locally here, while we have a minute here, I saw the other day quite a few people that are on the streets with signs that say they need work. Uh-huh. Like, they're not just, like, homeless, need help. They're
right.
Like, I need work.
I saw one that was like, I drove here. And I ran out of gas, and I need money for gas to get home.
Oh,
like,
my
you
God.
Should, you know that little gauge in the car
right.
says F and E? Yeah, that's called your gas gauge.
Right.
You
well,
you when it gets to E, you need to put more gas.
Right. But so what I was thinking is that these people, they've got it all figured out. Instead of going out and filling out job applications,
they
just
hold up that sign.
There.
They just get a cardboard sign with Sharpie on it
right.
saying, I need
like,
a job.
They let the job, the employer, them. And
right,
they're
that's
like,
what
I need
permanent marker.
I need work.
Okay.
And you don't have to fill out. Like, someone will just come and be like, hey, I see you have a sign there that says you need a job.
I have work.
I have a place. I have somebody that has a job that they need done. And
right.
It's amazing. So,
hey,
well,
have you checked the wanted ads on Craigslist lately? It's all jobs.
Wait, not those kinds of jobs, bud.
No, not even
not
that.
Not the kind you blow on. Okay.
No, it's the people need an actual job more than those these
about?
Days. No, it's gotten that bad to where Craigslist isn't used for sex. It's used to get a job.
That sucks.
Yeah, we're
That's
to
sad.
That point now.
And we got jam hole shirts and stickers.
How much do you want to charge for stickers?
None.
Nothing.
You can have them
so,
for
hey,
free if you buy a shirt.
Have...
Betty's awesome.
I'm gonna do some F my L.
Do some F my,
F my L.
There's some funny ones in there.
Yeah.
I already read them all.
Today, while driving cross country, my car broke down while in the middle of nowhere. I had it towed to a mechanic in the nearest town. While he fixed the car, I went to get lunch. You know, I got some time to kill.
I'm hungry.
It reminds me of that one movie where he gets a flat tire and the guys like totally rip apart his car and then gets raped.
What movie is that? I forget.
Wrong Turn?
Yeah,
maybe?
Wrong Turn. That's what it was.
What it was.
Yeah, that's totally it.
While he fixed the car, I went to get lunch. The only restaurant in town was an old fashioned drive up diner. They wouldn't serve me because I wasn't in a car.
Oh, fuck my life.
It's broken.
Oh, yeah,
today,
it's just
I asked
road.
My mom to check my tonsils because they were swollen. She said she had to go to my brother's game. She spent the next hour on the computer, that lying bitch.
Twat.
I passed out from a clogged throat. I woke up in the hospital with my mom yelling at me for being dramatic. I was diagnosed with lymphoma.
Wow.
That is just mom.
Yeah. I hopped on WebMD and it said you were just being dramatic.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem.
I don't understand.
That was so messed up.
When has WebMD ever given you a good diagnosis of what you actually
like
have?
Like Keith Malley says, you go there with like a sore throat and then after you're done,
you're pregnant with AIDS. Yeah. It always happens.
Today, I went to a Chinese restaurant with my Asian girlfriend. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
When she
She's going to be pissed when you find out you didn't know she was Japanese.
Right? When she went into the bathroom, I practiced saying, "Can we have sex?" in Chinese, which is where she is from. She's from Chinese.
I don't know if you know this or not. That's good.
My Asian girlfriend is from Chinese.
Right. Okay. Chinese is not even spelled right.
Right. It's not at all. After saying it a few times out loud, a waiter walked by and stared at me. When he gave me the check, he included his phone number.
Nice.
He's like, "Yes, you actually,
I would love to have sex
That's
with
amazing,
you.
Amazing pronunciation.
You are very good with your Chinese.
You say it.
Whoa. I am from Chinese also.
Okay, even though we're outside, you guys still can't talk at the same time.
It's weird though, because I can't see her talking
right now. Yeah.
So
I'm
when
just
I talk,
zone
I don't
you guys out.
Well, then we're all going to talk over each other.
I know. I'm trying not to, but it's really hard.
Today, I decided to give my virginity to my boyfriend of 4 months because I told him I loved him. 2 minutes later, after he'd pulled out, he grabs his cell and mass texts, "I finally got laid. Fuck my life."
Wow.
That's all you're good for. He had like the group ready in his phone. Yep. Like he had the message ready.
He already had all of his forwards in there. He just had to say it.
The alert group.
Right.
Like,
right.
This group right here. You're getting this.
This is freaking me out with all these bugs crawling.
I know. And there's
shit
falling from the trees.
I'm just waiting for the moment when I'm saying something and then there's a bug and I freak out and
run the fuck away.
I'm just
waiting for it to rain and all of us get the holy shit shocked out of us.
Oh my God.
Oh wait, are you taking it? You can't take a phone call during the show.
I thought it was a text message. Just because we're outside doesn't mean you can go take a dump on the tree. So I opened my phone. I'm sorry.
God. Jesus.
What a bitch
over here.
Trying
to do something professional, you know? Fucking women. Brayden, slap her in the face
for me. All right. I'll do that later.
Today, I asked my best friend. Who was that?
Him.
Oh. You can't call while we're doing a show. Today, look, Danny's mom's here.
Yeah, thanks.
And her flamboyantly fresh brother. What's up?
Please don't draw attention to my family. Ever.
Come say hi, Danny's mom.
Come on, mom.
Come say something totally crazy.
Wait. Hi, I have no clue what to say, but hi, y'all.
What do you think that... Yeah. Can we ask her about what my theory was the other day of why you ended up staying?
In Montana?
No, with... Oh. No, at my...
Yeah, with that.
She's like, no! Cut it out! This is the half that's totally nuts.
Thank you.
I know. She said she would much rather stay with me and put up with me than to go all the way back to your place and live and put up with all you guys.
You guys, I did not say that
That's
at all.
Brayden,
That's kind of what it was.
That's kind of what it was.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you can say you fuck, shit, piss,
mom.
Cunt, twat. I don't care.
You got to get the mic.
I will make the comment, Dana's mom, because as far as what Matt's saying, because our road totally sucks until we get some equipment.
Right, it's easier to just put out than do that.
Oh, shit.
Just fuck them
a
normal person.
You were talking about that? Oh.
Yeah, we were talking about something else.
Today, I asked my best friend why she didn't ask our other best friend, Anna, to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. She said, oh, she's too pretty. I need ugly bridesmaids to make me look better. I am the maid of honor. Fuck my life.
So she's totally butt.
She's like, I have to find my ugliest friend, and you're my maid of honor.
Yes, you are my ugliest friend, so
that's
you will
so
be staying
awesome
next to me to make me look that much
you
better.
You thought it was such an honor that you're like, oh, you picked me? I thought they were your best friend. Well, they are, but you're ugly. So,
Tank, why is your maid of honor the fattest one?
Today I went to the casino. I used my last $5 on a slot machine. Is this one yours?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't play slots and I haven't gambled in a while.
Is it? Did you write this?
No.
Is that yours?
Were you a bridesmaid recently? Or
are
married?
You an ugly bridesmaid?
I was a bridesmaid once. I was maid of honor.
I'm made of skin and flesh and bones. When the machine started lighting up, saying I just won $20,000, I excitedly began jumping and screaming. As people crowded around me, the casino lady explained it was actually 20,000 credits, not dollars. I had only won $20. Fuck my life.
Oh, that sucks.
That's what you get for playing nickel slots, you cheap fuck.
So this is Braden. Hi,
yeah.
Nice to meet you.
This is Braden. This is Danny. I'm Matt. This is all of our awesome
equipment. We've established
equipment.
This, I think, over the last 23
26
years.
Says, psh, just Twitter message her flamboyantly fresh brother. He has lots of stories. Have you been talking to 26?
Is that on
no,
the
I have not.
Yeah. No? Not yet?
I don't want to be on there.
Yeah, this is online, this is recording, that's just hanging out.
That's a camera.
Yeah, that's a camera. All right,
we'll do a couple more here, and then the next band, Twitch, will be playing pretty soon.
Any moment.
Minutes.
Who are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm Bjorn, I'm one of Matt's.
He's my boss. That's my
He's
boss.
He's my boss.
I'm mom.
Today I was kicked out of my parents' house.
Uh-oh.
I was sleeping in my truck bed because I had nowhere to go. I awoke to a beep, beep, beep noise. I was being towed while sleeping in the truck
that
bed.
That sucks.
Ah, fuck my life. I couldn't even... That's
he didn't
so
even
awesome.
Wake you up. He just saw you and he's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
fuck it.
He probably just thought you were just another bum.
And then when your car gets impounded, you have to pay to get your car out and yourself.
And yourself.
Because you were also impounded.
That sucks so bad. Today, my girlfriend of 2 years and I decided to have sex for the first time. Full sex.
Full sex?
Full sex. When we were in the room, finally ready to start, she confessed that she had never seen a penis before.
I love
this.
Really?
Never.
A penis! A penis! A penis!
To make her more comfortable, I showed her mine. At the sight of it, well... She actually fainted. Fuck my Jesus. That just makes it easier, though, if it's her first time. You want a little anesthesia, right?
Yeah,
you don't want
true,
her to
right?
be fully awake.
Here, no. We'll go ahead and knock you out with this.
That's how to do it. Gotta get in and get out, and then leave right. with a note on the door that says thanks.
Hey, we have the lead singer of the Vagina Spiders.
Oh, what's up? Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, a flag works better.
Black? Jesus.
Oh,
wow.
Fuck
yeah.
Cool.
How'd you make it home? We saw you actually being carried out of the last party. We were... Holy shit.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. That's so great.
You're asleep awesome. On the tables and everything, and they're just like,
yeah, we kept walking by. You're like, up. Oh, there's the dude from the Vagina Spiders. He's like passed out.
$15.
You can have one for 10, though.
Yeah.
Because you gave us a CD.
Yeah.
Today, okay, last one, and then I think this band's about ready to start. Today, I worked up the courage to comment on my crush's picture. I got a picture of Orange Crush.
Right. On my MySpace.
I wrote a cool picture on his Facebook profile picture. Please, with myself. I later logged on to see if he had replied. He had. Well, at least he took the time to reply. Who the fuck are you? Fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
All right. And now we have, for your listening pleasure,
listening
a band
pleasure.
Called Twitched.
Twitch?
Twitched.
Right.
Twitch it is.
Oh, wow. That was that on was the on whole time.
That's okay, because there wasn't much noise anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Douglas? I feel like there's bugs crawling all over me.
I know, I got vagina spiders.
And 26 says, oh my god, I found an MP3 of Public Enemy doing the song House of the Rising Sun. Twitch!
It's behind that.
Huh? Yeah,
it doesn't.
We're probably going to need to stop this at an hour and save it and restart it or something.
Just literally broke my skull crushers. Those are $100. Yeah, I like them more than the Hess. Their earbuds are pretty good too. The Full Metal Jackets, those are really good. They have different sizes for them and everything.
Six says this band sounds like a ripoff of Leftover Crack. Dude, everything sounds like everything except when I rap. That's the only original thing ever. You guys are listening to Twitched, another local band. Yeah! Kalispell, Montana, broadcasting live. Hey, where's B98, you fucking punk bitches?
That's right.
You pussy bitches.
Bitches.
Bitches. I can talk about whatever I want, especially your childhood with your mom.
Dig up the dirt and get all those embarrassing stories.
All the people I went to school with all have kids here. It's so amazing. I am so lucky. I made it through high school with no children. Go me. High five me. I said I'm so lucky I made it through high school without having any kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even have a sis, so there.
You're actually lucky just to make it through high school.
I know, right? Half of them here didn't even do that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
All right, and we're back. You are listening to Twitched. The 10 o'clock to 10:45 band out of Kalispell, Montana. Beautiful a day here at Depot Park. beautiful.
I know. I was totally expecting it to rain.
I know, because it rained last time.
It did.
Last year, during this time.
One, I just always expect the worst.
First casualty.
What?
BJ locked his keys in his truck.
Nice.
That happened a while ago.
Yeah, I know.
He locked his fucking keys in his car. They've got this giant Slim Jim trying to get it undone now. Matt's trying to help, but doesn't look like he's doing much. Oh no, he's videotaping it. Yeah, Matt's videotaping the lockout of Bjorn's car.
So you guys are listening to Twitch, I guess. I don't know. I'm gonna start jerking off here in a minute. The next band coming up is Sephiroth at 11 a.m. Excuse me, what? My minions know how to use fully automatic weapons.
I want midget slave friends.
Midgets.
Midget slave friends. And every Friday they get to dress up in costumes.
This is a love song. About my penis. Every day, my penis is right here with me. When I look down, my penis is right here with me. Every fucking day, I got my penis with me. Every fucking day, my penis says, hey, now I wanna come out and play. That's what my penis says. Oh, he's singing now, sorry. I'm just improvising everybody's music and making it 10 times better. Because that's what I do. I make things better. You could have a podcast, but if it has me, it's going to be like 10 times better. That's just how it goes. You could have sex, but if you have sex with me, it's going to be like 10 times better. 10 times better. Everything. As long as I'm in it. Well then. This is fantastic. No rain. No hail.
No snow.
There's still snow on the mountains, but none right here. People showing up. That was Twitched. Coming up next is Sephiroth. From 11 a.m. to 11:45. What do you think so far? Pretty good turnout?
I think it's pretty
good.
Still,
it's like 10:40 a.m.
We've got quite a few people out here. Give it till about noon, 1 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of people out here.
Yeah, we've been here since fucking 7. Pretty awesome, though. No, you know, no big deal. At it. Pretty good turnout, though. The most colorful band names I've ever heard in my life.
I know. Dripping Orifice. Sephiroth. Okay.
Nope.
They just looked at that and were like, oh my god, we're leaving.
I know. It's like, this isn't Christian music. What the?
Yeah, this isn't.
What
no.
the heck is going on here? Gosh,
this shouldn't
golly
be allowed.
Darn it.
Ew. This is weird doing it outside, though.
What?
It's weird doing it outside.
I know, it's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, you can sit back and chill and smoke and be around everybody. It's pretty cool. Who's that?
I love it how all these people have kids and they're all like younger than we are and shit and just like miserable as fuck.
They are. Just look at their faces.
It's like a meeting of all the best FMLs.
The best couple I've seen so far though has to be 26Z, dude. Like, you know, Siren and dude.
They have a kid?
They do.
Where is it?
He'll be here at 2 o'clock.
I am excited for that.
Guess what his name is?
I don't even know.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Yeah.
So you can always be like, quiet.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
But no, they're like together and happy. And like they have a kid. That's amazing to see. It's weird in this town.
That is amazing. Or it's a big lie.
Could
it does
either.
Work, though.
It does.
See, this all right here is why we will never have kids, because everyone else is having them for us.
Right. And if we had a kid, we wouldn't be able to sit out here all day.
So we got an email, or actually it was a comment left on episode 194, General Consensus. And I forget what it says off the top of my head, but basically it's like, stop talking about sex.
But we like sex. And it's a great topic.
Stop talking about sex, says the virgin that's never had it.
Right, right, right.
All right, welcome to Alzapalooza.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Mindy. You ever say I'm Mindy? Thanks for
Oh, where's Mindy? Oh, there she is.
Okay, so again, we're here for Alzheimer's Awareness. Music is awesome. This is our show in therapy.
I love that. We're here for Alzheimer's Awareness. We're here for... Shit, I forgot. Shit.
I forgot. Somebody remind me why we're here.
He's out doing Geek Squad stuff. Alright. And Remus and Cedar brought this to you, and there's still a lot of expenses, and I'd love to carry everything on my back, but feel free to donate because we need you. Alright. Thank you. And there's a lot of information over there, also on Remus and Cedar, so if you know anybody that can benefit from it, we make movies for Alzheimer's patients. That's what we do.
We make free euthanasia kits.
Right.
Do it yourself euthanasia kits.
Oh my god, Matt.
I know.
Go team old people.
Not only can you get your pamphlet, but you can get your free euthanasia do it yourself kit.
The DIY.
I'm the DIY master.
Oh my god.
Do you have an old person suffering from Alzheimer's? Order your free DIY.
Oh my god.
So awesome.
Matt. Oh man.
So yeah. How are you guys doing?
Is everybody still alive in there?
Is there anyone there?
Yes.
All right, guys, one more thing.
Bunny on Belay is watching it through the internet. Why don't you just come down here?
Yeah, dude.
Hang out with us.
What's up with that?
Who is that? Is she local?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's Alana Hotbutt.
That's Alana. That's the chick that did the voice at the end of the shows.
Yeah. Yeah, you should just come down here. It would be a lot more fun in person than on the internet.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, she'll probably win.
I would win.
No.
It'd be a toss-up between Danny and her.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
They both have some sexy boobs. I must say.
Except I've seen hers with the jam hole on it, so those
yeah,
win.
Yeah, so she's in the lead so
she's
far.
She's got the... Yeah,
but I've seen hers naked, so I don't know. It's kind of it's anyone's game at this point,
it's
folks.
Anyone's
game.
Hey, I have jam hole on my boobs all day long.
That is true.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
And when it's not, my penis is there.
Pretty much. Or he tries to put it there.
I am all sticky. I have chocolate all over my hands. Might
From
be chocolate, might
muffin.
Be poop. I need napkins and stuff.
That's the fat kid in you wanting it to come out.
I know. It totally looked like a turd muffin, dude.
I feel
it was like,
weird using this microphone.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Well, good. I don't know. It's the same mic, but...
Well, yeah.
But it's different stand.
You just feel weird because it's on a different
yeah,
stand.
Yeah, and it's, like, totally different.
Well, I'm sorry. Do you want your mic back?
No, I really don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care either. Oh, man. So, who's Alana Hotbutt?
That's,
I know.
She's on the forums.
I know she's on the forums, but I don't know who... I guess you guys know her personally, and I don't...
Yeah,
so.
Well, she was on the show a couple times.
I love it how we have the jamhole.com/forums, and we have, like, all these people on there. I mean, not that many, but there's, like, 75, 80 people on there. And, like, nobody posts. It's just... It's like they did what I asked them to.
She just found out about our show somehow.
What?
Private conversation, man.
You can't do that.
She's all talking about Alana Hotbike. She's
know
like,
how
so
you guys
did
know her.
Yeah, did you ever? Did he ever get with her? Or?
No,
tried
I
to.
I
yeah,
that's what I said.
She ended
said.
Up hooking back up with this dude that was stalking her. Or something. Yeah, her ex-husband
or something.
I asked, I said, did he nail her? He goes, no, he tried, but she didn't go for it.
My cat stayed the night with her.
That's true.
If that counts
Your
for
cat
anything.
Got more than you did.
I know.
That sucks.
It was a very dark time in my life.
Oh, how sad.
This is why you're so depressed.
We went mountain biking once.
How was that?
That was all right. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Another fail.
And no, that's not a sexual metaphor for anything else. We actually went mountain biking.
Yeah. Yeah, you mountain biked on her mountains all day.
Oh, my God.
It's my wallpaper Brayden. For my jerk bank. So I got a question for you guys. You know how everybody has, like, a MySpace or a Facebook?
Right, or Twitter.
And you always, like, when you're filling it out, you're like, oh, you're selling yourself, basically. You're like, right. if someone was to
how do
read
I,
this.
How do I make myself look way better than I am?
How do so, I get friends?
After, you know, you set it up and everything, and it just kind of stays there for a while, and you don't look at it or pay much attention to it, and, you know, people leave comments and stuff. Have you ever had somebody sit there and go through your MySpace and actually read it to you like it's a fucking book?
No.
Because that is the most... I actually
Has
did.
Has that happened?
Yes, it happened to me the other night.
That's
and it was
weird.
The most... Not embarrassing, but it's just like...
Who did it?
She did.
Really?
She's going through all the pictures and, like, reading comments. And, you know, there's, like, comments from different girls I've dated and
right,
stuff.
Exes
and so she's
and stuff.
Reading them all, just, like, making... Not really making fun, but, like, reading them...
I was kind of making it, fun.
You were making fun. So what I was going to do was go through her MySpace and read everything
right.
See, that's
See, the thing
on
is, Danny, you are no different than them. It just seems like it because you're with him now.
Right.
It was
See,
exactly the same with
three,
them when they were with them.
In three right. months from now? Yeah, with your comments.
No, but like the kind of comments they leave and the things they say are the same things you say.
I love that picture. I took that
oh,
picture.
Oh, you're so oh, hot. I love
was,
you. I fucking
was
love you.
I fucking you when that picture was taken. And like in 3 months from now, when we're not together and I'm with some other chick and she goes through it, she's going to be like, who's this bitch? And I'm going to be like, oh, can we please do this
again? I have
again?
Not left comments on your pictures.
No, okay. but on my profile page itself.
Yeah, they just say I love you. That's it.
It's just, I want you guys, if you have somebody there with you, go pull up their MySpace and start reading it to them and see how long it takes for them to just blush
to
and
just
get all
break
awkward
up with you.
And embarrassed and just want to punch you in the face. Because I guarantee it won't take long.
10 minutes tops.
10 minutes tops.
You can read mine. I ain't got nothing bad on it, man. I like my
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you already deleted your ex-boyfriend's pictures, so.
No.
Oh,
oh
wait, you didn't?
One of them.
So you want to finish up the FML?
Can
yeah,
we?
Let's do
there's,
some FML.
There's three more.
No, there was more than that.
No, well, we did this one as the band was starting to play. Today, I worked up the courage to comment on my crush's picture. Can go ahead and make the orange crush joke there. Like I did earlier.
Insert orange crush joke.
I
here.
Wrote, hey, cool picture on his Facebook profile picture. I saw, I was like, hey, that's a cool picture. Pleased with myself, I later logged on to see if he had replied. And he had.
Uh-huh, cha-ching.
Well, at least he took the time to reply, who the fuck are you?
fuck my life.
That's the equivalent of, like, going through
the
your
text
cell
message
phone.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, and you text somebody,
See,
you're like,
yeah.
like hey. A chick. It's usually a chick.
Right, a chick that you liked a while ago, and you got her number, and you haven't talked to her, and you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? She's like, who are you?
Who's this?
You?
Dreaded who's this?
It's like, oh, yeah. never mind.
It always happens, too. It,
always.
You'll be, like, bored and desperate and lonely, so you're like, oh, I'm going to break out the old contact list. And you start going through the contacts. And you're like, you have them sorted, female and male. So you go into the female or the male, depending on your preference.
Right.
And you find an obscure name, but she used to shag like a minx. So you send her a message. You're like, hey, what are you doing? And she hits, who's this? Reply. And that's when you delete it.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And that's when you have five contacts left in your
phone.
But
it's even better with a picture because you actually see who it is. And you
right.
still are like, who's this?
Yeah, you don't
I don't know.
Even know.
Do you?
That's sad.
Should you look familiar to me?
Am I supposed to know who you are?
Today, my company filed for bankruptcy. but the reorganized kind where it still functions. Like, we're not going to pay you guys, but we're still going to function.
Right, right.
We're going to bare bones. Bare bones minimum.
It's kind of like Anna's right now. Yeah.
Going for bankruptcy. I think Anna's was bankrupt before they even went to this new building.
Right. I think probably. So
it's, can you they, know what that
I
is,
just
though.
Really appreciate if they would pay me first before they go bankrupt.
Yeah.
That's just being poor business nice. Management.
Yeah.
Like, you can't actually spend all of your time in a casino gambling right. the money
and
that's in
business.
The cash
right.
register and expect the business to flourish.
Yeah, and it doesn't work like that. I mean, you can't, like, run your business and not do any work and then
right.
make that money.
Sleep it's, in the office.
And then
yeah,
spend it all.
Sleep in the office yeah. because
all
your wife has a restraining
day.
Order on you.
Right, so you can't go back to the house.
And she works there, so.
That's so yeah. awesome.
Right, she also works there now.
That's called a temporary restraining order.
Right.
It's only when I want it to be restrained.
Right, right. But the thing is about that that's so awesome. If she gets pissed off at him, she
like,
can totally get him in trouble.
Out. Yeah.
Totally. Because so, of the restraining order still.
The business is reorganized, still functions, but being filed for bankruptcy. There are no funds to give out paychecks anytime soon. They won't fire me. If I voluntarily quit, I can't file for unemployment. I'm now an unpaid intern. Fuck my life.
Oh, that sucks.
Sucks, dude. You started
like
out
an unpaid
making
dishwasher.
You started out making like 50 grand a year, and now you're an intern.
And now you, yeah,
and
you
and
don't
now
even
you,
get paid.
You work for free.
That's kind of like what I do at Anna's.
Today, my mom and I went to the store. I asked her to go get me coconut.
Hey, your car just drove by.
What?
Your car just drove by.
My car?
Yeah.
No, my car's right there.
No, I just saw it drive by.
Are you sure? All right, we'll do one more of these, and then I believe Sephiroth is playing. Today, my mom and I went to the store. I asked her to get me coconut-smelling shampoo and tampons while I lingered by the magazines trying to talk to this cute guy. Like, hey, bring me the tampons! So what's your name, cutie?
Hey, sexy.
Well, my mom knows. My mom comes around into our aisle and says, I smelled all the tampons and none smelled like coconut, so I just got you these.
Oh, my
life.
God.
Don't mind
no,
my mom. She's
no,
kind of retarded.
That's not what I meant at all.
That's not at
Thanks
all
Thanks for ruining
what I meant.
My life.
No, coconut smell. Oh, forget it. I'll do it myself.
Oh, that sucks. Are these guys playing, or are they just testing their shit?
So if you guys are local and you're on the jamhole.com/live, come on down to Depot Park. We are broadcasting live right by the mall.
It's on Center and Main.
First and Center and Main. You'll see all the flyers and banners and everything.
And all the people.
You'll see the big, giant jamhole banner.
Yes, from the road.
The jamhole
sticker. For sale. We got stickers for free. There's lots of kids running around. If you're looking to open up a sweatshop. It's a good
this
pickings.
A good place.
Good pickings.
Good pickings. I wouldn't say that too loud, babe.
I'm gonna go get breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
Bring us some.
You can find lots of
Dine and Dash.
They're
$2.69. They're $2.69. Come on.
I would buy you fucking boxes.
That's all right.
But unfortunately, I would rather get a stone later.
That'll
so
work.
Shut up.
Yeah, that'll work.
Fuck you and your rocks.
At least you care.
I do care.
That's the voice of a caring siren.
I am going to go get John. Are you paying? I love you.
Today I had to break, this is the last one we're going to do, today I had to break the news to my husband that I had miscarried our first child, to which he replied, thank God, and told me he wanted a divorce.
Fuck my life. That is so great. At least she didn't actually have it. She's like, at least
hey,
that's not happening.
How's that pregnancy coming? Oh, well, actually, I miscarried. I want a divorce.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes!
Thank you, God. That's awesome.
That was a victory lap, I bet.
All the news stories.
Okay.
I'm just going to read them when we have the next break in sound. Oh, we got a little local snooze to do. Do you guys know there's a gay pride parade coming to Kalispell, Montana?
Yeah, my brother's.
What's up, Josh?
I'm sure your brother's all for that.
Yeah, my brother's all over that already.
He's the organizer.
Right.
Not
no,
only
no.
am I a client, but I'm also the president of the gay pride parade.
Sweet.
No, but he already knows about it.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
He's going to try and be in it. Look at all these people. It's kind of cool.
MDS says, Matt, is there seriously anybody in Kalispell that needs directions to the park? Yeah, if you don't know, if you live in Kalispell and you don't
hey,
know where
guess
Depot
who
park
didn't
is,
know where Depot Park
you're a
was?
Fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot. Hey,
no,
idiot.
Matt, guess who didn't know where Depot Park was?
What?
Danny
oh,
didn't know.
Oh, Danny didn't know where Depot
She's
Park
like, where's
was.
Where's Depot Park? I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, just
pass
meet
it,
us
like,
down there. I don't know where there is.
You only pass
of
it 10
course.
Times a day.
What?
I said you only pass it 10 times a day.
And I apologize if we're talking over each other. I can't hear when they're talking because
yeah,
we're outside.
Did Matt just say something? Because
yeah,
I didn't
what?
Hear it.
Did
what?
You say something?
What?
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 What? What?
What's going on? Why
I don't
am I here
understand
again?
This. All right, guys. This is Sephiroth playing from 11 till 11:45. Enjoy. Woo!
You should be radio host.
I know. I put B98 out of business. My beautiful voice broadcasting through the airwaves. Me. Me.
Hi.
I even have my own equipment. Did you imagine how awesome it would be if... Are they dueling with wheelchair parts?
Yes. I think so.
They are.
Cripple Fight! Yeah. Oh, speaking of Cripple Fight, thejamhole.com/YouTube. Go there now. I'll upload a new video. It is the most amazing
is,
video ever.
It is actually
it's
a Cripple Fight.
Cripple Fight. This is Sephiroth. Kalispell, Montana, Depot Park. Oh. Cigarette butts on my fucking table! Yes, this podcast is going to be the whole time we're here streaming the concert. I don't know how that's going to work out in post-production editing. It'll be fun, though.
We're going to have to chop it up.
Good thing I have Monday off. Is that Dragon Force? remember when we were talking about on the last episode about people that put bullet hole stickers on their stuff? There's one right in back of
right
us.
Behind
it's
us. Jeep, literally.
And it's full of them. It's so
there's
awesome.
There's at least 20 of them.
It's so jam great.
Hole. So what the hell is the jam hole? It's a
podcast. It's like Kid Fest 2009. I'm so blown away by that. I'm just blown away by how many people have kids here. It's so amazing to me. Like, hey, good job, guys. Good job. Ever heard of a condom? Me neither. But I don't have kids. Come on. We have 2 abortion clinics here. Use them. Can I say that? You guys are listening to Sephiroth. After that, we got the Paris Hilton sex tape. I'm really looking
forward to
watching
this. I might have
to
jerk off
this
when that comes on.
I know. Can we get, like, one of those tarps and just drape it over our privates?
Are they sponsoring lube? Because we could use some of that for this one.
Yeah.
We could have used some of that last night.
There's some lotion in the car.
Why is there lotion in the car?
You know how hard it is to spit when you have cotton mouth? And you're like, God.
It's impossible, actually.
Her twat's as dry as my mouth is. This is not working.
No, I think that means that's when you know you have to stop. It's time to stop.
Well, why did we stop last night?
Because
I'm not tired.
There was blood, and it wasn't from your being on the rack. You fucked me raw.
Your penis was coughing.
Yep. But hey, we're not supposed to talk about
sex
anymore.
You asked for more sex, and what did you get?
Right, we're not supposed to talk about that.
Like,
that's
she's proving a point. We get in a big argument because she never has sex with me, and now she's like 24/7, like, let's fuck. Which is fine.
Proving a point.
Huh?
Proving a point. That's
you'll
all.
You'll be proving point. Your point for the duration that we're together.
I'm trying, and so I'm giving it to him.
Ask
all the time.
Question.
What's your point that you have to prove?
Really nothing. Just,
well, then what do you say?
You really don't need to fuck all the time. That's my point.
Right. But you are now.
Yeah, and now he can't keep up. He's like, oh, my penis hurts. I can't do it no more.
That's fucking Sephiroth. I found some food, finally. I'm here all by myself now. What the fuck are you guys doing? I'm still amazed at the fact that we brought all of our shit outside to this park. We're not even high. When did that seem like a good idea? Fantastic. So this is Sephiroth. Coming up next is the Paris Hilton sex tape. I'm excited. That's where the bands are. The bands are all in the gazebo. We were actually supposed to have a tent, but obviously that didn't happen. We were all supposed to be able to have an hour to do a show, which also didn't happen, so we'll be reading news and doing bits and pieces here and there. And Monday, we all have it off, so we'll be doing an earlier show, hopefully, like in the daytime, so y'all can come watch and listen. Still hear the stream and everything okay? Well, fuck yeah. I'm surprised that little internet card has enough bandwidth to stream this fucking thing. I wish I had a longer cable for the camera. I'd get it up closer so you guys could actually see the bands, but I'm filming video too, so you guys will see that. So that was Sephiroth.
They got a couple more songs.
Hey. Did I ask? Okay. Show the camera your wing. It's got macro mode. It'll be able to see it. Yes, but does that bell look familiar?
Yes.
You know where I got it from?
It's from the office.
It is from the office. I know. They never used it. I waited. I gave it a week. And I was like, if nobody touches that bell in a week, I'm taking it. And nobody touched it, so I fucking took it. It's been ours ever since. That's so cool, like, because Eric and Doug both play drums and guitar, they can switch off depending on what song it is. Which other band do you know of that does that shit?
And Doug also played bass in the first band.
Yeah, he did. And Doug can beatbox like a motherfucker. Like, no one I've ever heard beatbox before. Better than Rozelle, I would say. For a white guy, you know. Which is awesome, because he's got long hair. He looks like just a metalhead, but he can beatbox. What's up, Buck? So that was Sephiroth. Coming up next is the most awesome name for a band ever, the Paris Hilton Sex Tape. Really excited for this. Really excited for it. I'm expecting nothing short of a donkey show.
Oh, I love donkey.
Full blown donkey show.
Who is it gonna cut it? Let's make some noise.
Yeah! Yay! Go team, we have no immune systems. We have to live our lives in bubbles.
Bubbles.
Oh, look, now Ryan's going to throw jam hole shirts into the crowd. Fantastic. That's a good idea, MDS says. Put up a sign, stand here, and we will be talking about you. Yeah, the stream is stopping and starting. I think it's something to do with the internet card, but... whatever. The recording's not, so fuck it. F it in the a-hole.
No way. Seriously?
So, Matt, while we're waiting, tell me about your family life. How's
my
your
family
mother,
life?
Your father.
What's that? My father's dead.
Oh.
I found him dead when I was 22. I came home, and I was living at my mom's house, and I came home, and there was snow on the ground, and there were no footsteps in it, and I was like, that's kind of weird. So I go in the house. He's not in his bedroom where he usually was, and I'm, like, looking around, and I don't see him anywhere, and I go into the bathroom, and he's, like, on the floor, kind of kneeling, like, slumped over. So I go to feel his neck, and it's, like, ice cold, like, the coldest I've ever felt in my life. And, yeah, so then I freaked out and, like, called his girlfriend at the time, because she was a nurse, and she came over, and she started freaking out. She's like, oh, my God, he's dead. I'm, like, cool. then what do we do now?
So did he look like he was praying to the toilet?
No, he was actually facing away from the toilet, like maybe he was sitting on it, but like his pants weren't, like he wasn't taking a dump or nothing. He just, it was weird.
Like Elvis.
But the, yeah, and that's the weird thing. He was a huge Elvis fan, and he always said, he's like, when I die, it's going to be like Elvis. And then he did. It was like, huh.
So do you think he felt fulfilled when he died?
Probably. He was probably high as fuck.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah, well.
That is what happens. That,
and that's probably why he did it. What's up, Ben? Hey, everyone. Ben's here.
Hi, Ben.
What are you doing? Nice road bike. Fuck yeah.
I was going to attempt to make Ben's voice, and I couldn't do it.
I know. It's for all my dead homies that have died for the swine flu. I'll shave it when they stop dying. I know.
People don't getting stop thick. Dying, sweetheart.
They need to.
But people don't stop dying.
Then who's going to pick our oranges and do all the jobs that we don't want to do?
True that. Have you seen A Day Without a Mexican?
Yes.
Yes,
crazy.
I love that movie.
Crazy movie.
Because it's honest and it's truthful.
I don't think it's this, it's not the stream that's doing that, you guys. I don't know. It was fine a minute ago. It's probably because there's more people in here now. So, I don't fucking know. Whatever. Good job. Good job, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. Good job.
Go team old people.
So, while we're here waiting for the next band to come on, I did print out a couple things. Just some local stuff I kind of wanted to talk about. I guess everyone else is sitting there. You guys want to have a seat, talk about this with me?
Absolutely.
All right, we have Naive and Siren from 26Z.
Hi there.
So, this is some local shit here. This one is called Petition Submitted to Stop Kalispell Gay Pride Parade. Now, apparently, Kalispell has gay pride parades every now and then, and the people in the city are like, we don't want this to happen here because then our city will turn into San Francisco with just public displays of
I saw a gay cowboy hanging from a building.
Right.
In pink pants with orange gloves.
That's crazy. A petition to stop an upcoming gay pride parade was submitted to Kalispell City Council and dominated the public comment period at its most recent meeting. Opponents of the Montana Pride celebration called it immoral, while supporters urged councilors to support equal rights and embrace diversity. Now, I love how, like, as a society, we like to think that we're so evolved and we're so civilized, but when people are like, oh, I want to have sex with a dude, they're like, whoa, you cannot have sex with a dude if you're a dude.
I thought gay sex originated in Montana.
What's that?
I thought gay sex originated in Montana.
That's, well, sheep sex originated in Idaho.
So bestiality.
Right, made its way to Montana.
Don't forget Wyoming.
Right, and Wyoming. that little part in Wyoming called Lander. Have you ever heard of that place?
No, I haven't.
I worked there for like 3 weeks. It was awesome. I found some tall redhead chick and had sex with her like the whole time I was there.
I just don't understand how the city of Kalispell can voice their opinion
one
on
word.
Gay pride.
One
but,
word.
But the gay pride people can't voice their opinion about gay pride.
Churches.
Go team churches.
Churches.
You're not supposed
I'm
to
sorry.
Mix religion
I'm
and government.
Sorry.
Mayor Pam Kennedy pointed out that the council could not discuss the parade because it wasn't on the agenda. She's like, hey, it's not on the agenda. I have nothing to say about it.
I didn't pencil
because
it in.
I don't want to sound like a bigot because then no one will vote for me. Because there's a lot of homos.
There are a lot of homos.
And that's
sorry.
Cool. Be
I get a
homos.
Lot of nice stuff from gay people.
Yes,
you
honestly,
get nice clothes, good, yeah. expensive meals.
I know.
Meals.
They
and
know
that's
how
why
shop.
That's why the Hicks don't like it. They're like, oh man, you're too clean.
3/4 of them make really excellent coffee.
They do. They fucking totally do. Both she and interim city manager Mert Webb did confirm that organizers had received a permit for the parade and met all the city's contractual obligations. So they totally went about it properly. They filled out all the permits, got all of the okays and permissions. Like, if this was, instead of for Alzheimer's, if this was for gay sex, then we would have had church protesters here. But because it's for Alzheimer's and church people are generally old, they're cool with it.
You'd have a bucket
I
of
just,
lube, though, too,
yeah,
if this
just,
was...
Of course.
I don't understand how if it's okay to put a penis in a girl's butt, how it's wrong to put a penis into a boy's butt.
Yeah. I mean, anal sex is anal sex. Just Sometimes there's a penis on the front.
Do you remember the law that the church had to pass, I think, like 200 years after their establishment with Christ, about
how
the preachers were touching kids?
That's okay.
That
it's okay for you churches to have sex with little kids, but as soon as a grown adult and another grown adult try and do it, whoa!
Yeah, exactly. Go team altar boys.
Oh, it's a news story we're talking about. Josh said, how come every time he walks by here, we're talking about gay pride?
Because butt sex is fantastic.
That it is. As long as it's not my butt.
Let's exploit that to the children.
Yes. Children.
Go, team children.
Sure way not to get pregnant? Gay sex. Jeez. I like when I said
Amen.
Children, they all looked at me.
I know they did.
Oh. Barry Brubaker presented the petition to the council and said that allowing the parade to proceed would, quote, further erode morality and set precedents for further lasciviousness and lewd displays that other communities have experienced. So as soon as you let the gays in and you let them march, watch out, your city will totally crumble and turn into a Sodom and Gomorrah.
If all the swingers
like
jump into it.
Honestly, I think there was some sort of compensation for, you know, wanting it in the ass, but using a lot of big words to describe how he doesn't.
Yeah, that's what it is. And the people that are most against it are usually the ones in the closet.
Exactly.
It's like you can lead a church and still be a queer, dude. It's cool.
Hell yeah, because you don't have to have sex.
I know.
Just think about butt sex, and that's all you need to
just
do.
Just make sure they're 18 and older, that's all. And then that's where the church leaders are like, whoa, don't put restraints on my sexual preference.
If I want them younger, I can have them younger.
That's right. Jesus said so. Jesus said I could have them younger.
Exactly.
He said as of May 18th, about 200 people had signed the petition, probably all people that went to his church. He and four others spoke in opposition to the march. About a dozen people told the council that they supported it. And that's fine. Like, if you want to do it, do it. Who gives a shit? They bring money into the community. They're clean, like you said. They're not going around they're not out in public having gay sex. They do it in their own homes. But they want to have a parade. These people are thinking it's going to be like San Francisco, where the bondage guys come out and the bears and all that shit. It's like, it's not going to be like that. You just don't want it because your church says that's bad. And that's such bullshit.
I actually think in all the years that I spent in San Francisco that the most ambiguously, you know, like, either male on male or female on female action was usually done in the privacy of our home, typically. Not people just walking on. Well, there was a lot of female sex in our room.
Yeah, and
that's that.
Male prostitution.
Panty parties.
What Slick Rick said, man, just treat them like a prostitute.
We should have a meat parade instead.
I know.
Everybody should throw rotten meat.
What would they think about that?
I've had them. They love it.
Fuck yeah. I bet if we threw around, like, holy water and crucifixes, they'd be okay with it.
Oh, and baby Jesus butt plugs.
Right, as long as we didn't have gay sex.
Exactly.
And I, you know what, honestly, it's not even that they're worried about. It's just the fact that they don't want it being out there. They don't want Kalispell to look like we accept that.
I think it's typically, it's like, I want to hide my youth from what's not typically in Kalispell. You know, I'm not going to let my child travel to California because Californians are evil.
How dare you get cultured, even though Californians support half of your little shithole economy here.
Right.
Hey, man.
Without them, I was from there 13 years ago.
We were all
26
from
years
there,
from
dude.
Neil Brown, who is on the board of directors of the Montana Human Rights Network and lives in Big Fork, said, quote, "We don't discriminate by race or creed or religion or sex or sexual orientation, so I ask that this council not only allow this celebration to go forward, but to embrace it." Other community members echoed that sentiment and vowed that the parade would not be vulgar. Quote, "We're not going out to make a scene like in San Francisco. We want to show some pride that we're from Montana and we take it in the butt and that it's a welcoming state." Some speakers referenced religion in stating their positions. Of course they did!
Now, I have a question.
Of course!
I have a question. If you are deep cleaning your ass for whatever reason, as males do, or sticking anything else,
colon hydrotherapy,
is that like considered gay masturbation then?
Possibly. Are you getting off on it?
Well, if they are, these church officials, I'm just wondering.
There are a number of people who do get off on.
You know,
colonics.
They do. They take a little bit longer washing their asses than they should.
Hey, I took a 45-minute
shower.
People
who pay out hundreds of dollars to have their ass washed with a tube.
I know.
Come on,
it's amazing.
Seriously.
Some speakers reference religion. Reverend David Bolio of Valley Victory Church, a huge douche, said he was concerned about the agenda. The agenda that might silence voices that might want to stand up for Christ or stand up for what the Bible says about moral behavior. you know, these are the same people that came out that were like, oh, let's pray for no abortions today. It's like, well, if you didn't have abortions, you'd have a huge overpopulation problem, for one, a huge welfare drain.
The economy would be crashing even more.
Even more than it already is.
We're already the second most obese country in America. Let's not make it the most.
But
like,
if the gays want to come to our church, if the gays want to come to our church and give us money, then that's fine. You know, just don't. Just don't have a parade about it. No. Kathy Kelly, who represented the Flathead Valley Church of Christ, said, quote, we believe we are all made in the image of God, every one of us, even
faggots.
The Montana Pride Celebration is in its fifth year and was previously held twice in Billings and twice in Helena with little disruption. Kalispell was chosen for 2009, and the event on June 19th through the 20th includes a parade, a fair with booths at Depot Park. Right, her.
Oh, hey.
You're going to have gay people running
with
around
boots.
Here with booths and shit. And two dances at the Red Lion Inn. All the events are open to gay and straight people because, as you may or may not know, gays don't actually discriminate.
Oh, and hey, guess what? You can be religious and come too.
Yeah, they don't care. They might, you know, make fun of you, like, hey.
Poke at you with a stick.
Weren't you the dude that was totally not letting us come to your thing?
Why do you come to church in a dress?
Yeah.
And just to let you know, you might be asked if you take it up the ass.
That's right. At the door. Yes or no. Check the box. Local law enforcement reportedly expects protests at the event and will have extra patrol during the 2 days. Of course, all those douchey bigots from that one church, they're always like, Jesus Christ hates faggots like you, and it's the Christian thing for me to be out here calling you faggots and shit. That's so stupid.
So, did you know that the original word fag was actually derived
cigarettes
off of,
in Britain?
No, before that, one of the oldest references to the word fag was actually because of the priests who would act as mentors to young boys in churches and governmental societies. And over the tendency of the years in sexual relations, fag then got associated to somebody who was homosexual. So it originated in the church.
Of course it did. An anonymous email circulated to local media last month warned that people may try to disrupt the parade. They were already being like, it's going to get disrupted, but this is anonymous.
Let's go disrupt it more.
But gay people are used to that.
But following an investigation, that's right. Not that kind of disruption. It's for when you make a joke.
Okay.
But following an investigation, police couldn't confirm the report, and there have been no threats since. And that is it for that story. We have on the stage now Paris Hilton sex tape, which is not exactly what I thought it was. It's
not
just a couple.
Not to be confused with the Paris Hilton sex tape from California.
Yes. Right, definitely right. Not the same tape. It's just a couple. Couple hippie dudes playing acoustic guitars. One of them has purple hair and a top hat. And,
go team folky duets.
You guys, I want to know all about you. I'm so excited.
Buy a t-shirt. Shut up. Oh, wait.
She actually has that. Like 8 of them. You fucking bitch. Yes.
No, I want a shirt. I need a shirt.
I want boobies.
I want boobies.
I think I would get a lot more out of life.
I like boobs in the face.
No, right, I want them on my chest.
I don't know if you guys can hear this because it's all acoustic, so.
But it's really moody.
I don't know. I
almost,
know.
Almost. I definitely feel a tear. Definitely.
Sorry, I left my jar of pills at home for you, or I would offer them off.
Like, they got on stage and everyone just started crying.
Would you like to talk about it?
I think they're going to start a little hippie circle soon.
Bring out the bongos, man. It's hippie
like,
circle
cut
time.
The mosh pit, moving on to beat circle.
Spraying patchouli into the crowd and shit.
God, dude.
Oh, I will vomit all over everything.
Everywhere.
I hate that smell.
It's like
somebody in my work truck, when I first started driving that truck, someone had spilled patchouli oil in back of the CB, and it reeked for like...
terrible.
If I don't drive it for a few days and then I get in and I can smell it again, but like while I'm at work, I don't really smell it as much. But
it's good when it's like 20 feet away from you.
Oh, it's horrid.
It's like rancid meat and licorice
it's
at the
better
same
than
time.
Dirt.
It's like you're using that to cover up your disgusting smell. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can't use one disgusting smell to cover up another.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't mesh well.
No. I like bacon grease personally.
Oh, dude, slathering it up in bacon grease.
That's so
fun.
Excellent. So foul.
I think you'd look dead sexy covered in bacon grease. I don't know.
I want the picture then.
I'm going to put them on my MySpace.
And I will rip them down. Okay. She's taking pictures right now.
Yeah, 26 has been sending in a lot of stories. We didn't print out very many of them because we weren't sure how many we'd get done in an hour. And by the time everything got set up, it was already time for the first band to play, so we kind of got effed. So we're trying to just, you know...
compensate. This is called compensation.
Just, we'll talk while we have a minute, and if not, then whatever.
I'll be mellow, moody music on.
I know. It's kind of like background music for when I'm having a breakup fight and we're both crying. This is what plays in my head. That's right. Because you have no emotions, you heartless bitch. Fantastic.
Hey, there is a pink fleshy part left of my heart. I swear to God.
Really?
I swear.
Hers is all turned to stone. It's like
buried under the black.
Medusa got a hold of it and was just tearing it the fuck apart.
If anybody's listening, they should clap for the band that they could or could not hear just now.
Right. If you guys didn't know.
Because they did do very well.
They just finished the first song. Look at you guys on the jam. This is going to be 40 more minutes of this.
I want the pictures.
So are you guys going to be here all day?
Yes.
That is awesomely exciting.
We're streaming this thing live all day at thejamhole.com/live or thejamhole.com/Ustream. Either or. Take your pick.
Oh, fuck. Am I allowed, supposed to? Does it matter if I say fuck a lot?
You can say fuck, piss, shit, cunt, twat, whatever.
Okay, so cunt, whore, fucking shit.
That's right. Shit, fun, hell damn, shit, fuck.
Cunt, whore, fucking shit. Those are the four favorites.
Cunt, whore, fucking shit.
Four of my vocab.
I like twat. Twat's one of my personal favorites.
It's very, I think it's very 80s.
Yeah.
And so when I want to feel 80s, I will call somebody.
But it's not as derogatory as, say, cunt or something.
I just really love my favorite word.
That means business. That means business.
Cunt and whore,
I think
I'm sorry.
Cunt is but a fantastic
twat, like,
word.
I'll stick my dick in a twat. Now, a cunt, I might not.
See, I wouldn't stick my dick in a twat.
Really?
Sounds
honestly,
rubbery.
If my,
it's
like,
got to be a clean
my
twat.
My little tiny, non-existent penis.
Your clitori?
My clitori. that is
because there's two of them.
Imploded into my vagina, yes.
if you push real hard, it gets
into somebody. It would be into a cunt, not
like
into
a
twat.
Like
that
a little push pin?
Yes, exactly.
I don't think a cunt or a twat is something that you stick anything into and expect to walk away from safely.
Yes.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. I know.
What are we disappointed in?
The fairy tale sex
day. Oh, I just really wanted to see sex.
No, we want to say that we're very enthused about
just nobody can hear it.
No matter what band is on, we're very enthusiastic about them.
Yes.
They might be better than we are later.
Should I just get up there and start rapping? I brought beats.
Oh, dude,
what
if you rap,
do?
I will give you a fucking dollar.
A dollar
and
to
a
rap.
Cookie. A dollar and a cookie.
Shazam says, I like this chick. Talking about you.
Aww.
Shazam's here.
Thank
MDS
you.
Says, what is 26Z? What is their deal anyway? It's
we're an industrial
heavy
band.
Industrial band. What's your MySpace?
MySpace/26E.
MySpace.com/26Z.
We're from Los Angeles, California.
Their show, when we were at the Elks Club, it reminded me of when I was a little
kid.
That
was the Eagles.
Or the Eagles Club, wherever the fuck it was. It reminded me of when I was a little kid watching Hellraiser movies. And
that's
it,
awesome.
It was crazy because I looked up there and I was like getting kind of creeped out, but I was like, I couldn't stop looking at the same time.
Yeah, that's
like
hot.
When you're a little kid and you know this is going to give you nightmares later, but you
I'm
have to watch
today.
It anyways. You guys
today
have
I'm
an
not
awesome
naked.
Look
I know.
To it.
Today is the day that we didn't get all theatrical. We're wearing our normal clothes today. We normally look
much more frightening.
Yes.
God bless Sesame Street.
Today. Much more pokey and spiky.
He
and
did
just
sport his Sesame Street t-shirt today. So
I see that. Oscar the Grouch representing.
So if I could breakdance, I would be doing it right now.
Oh, dude, I would so be breakdancing.
I want to hand him one of our microphones.
The gentleman singing out there?
Yes.
I think he has a lot to say about world
so
politics.
So that the audience can
religion.
Hear you.
Look at all the people listening on the internet. Fantastic.
That's because they love the Jam Hole.
They love the Jam Hole.
And
they
love good music.
And we have a lot
they
to
better
say.
Love 26.
Depot Park.
Yes, everybody loves Depot Park.
Yeah, I was a little frightened of Montana at first, but it's
I'm still
fairly
frightened of Montana.
So when did you guys move up here?
I have been here for too long.
Too
but
long?
I have 18-foot ceilings in my living room, so
and
that made it worth it.
And a 10-foot bay window that overlooks a huge lake.
But I have no kitchen.
Yes, no kitchen.
So God bless
well,
having
the fuck
but we
do
have a $500 dog.
What do you need a kitchen for?
Oh, I have
no don't.
Clue.
I have a kitchen. I never even use it. I used to use it to, like, make mushrooms and shit, but other than that, we don't use it anymore.
Or crystal meth.
Or that's what the bathtub's for, actually.
That's a bathroom project, if we do. If we
I know, because half the time there's no fucking warm water. See, half the other half the time there's no water at all, so.
And luckily, we'll be leaving Montana on a U.S. tour soon. So.
Where are you guys going?
We are going all over the United States. We're hitting up everywhere between Texas and California in September to October.
No shit. 26Z coming to a town near you.
If you Florida. Go to 00665multimedia.com/26Z, it has all of our tour dates and all of the listings, including
Did you put
photos.
That on your MySpace?
Yes.
Under
yes,
the
there
events?
Is a link to from
nice.
The MySpace. Very
nice.
Exciting.
You can also help support Children Entertainment by going to 00665multimedia.com. There's a new cartoon that's coming out.
Who does cartoons?
We do.
We do.
Animation, like Flash
it's
animation?
3D animation.
3D, 2D.
Really?
Yeah.
What
I
do
actually,
you use? Is it all in
3D
Flash?
3D Studio or? Max 8.
Oh, Studio Max, nice.
Yes.
We just wrapped up all
so
audio
you just,
in Hollywood.
You model everything in there, and then does it animate it also?
No, we have to do it.
We animate it, but yes, the program.
Plus, nice. We also have a very large, well-known animation house back in L.A. who has backed us throughout the whole project.
Really? Because I would really like somebody to go through some of our shows and take out bits where we're, like, reenacting things and animate it. Like,
that would
us
be so
sitting
cool.
here, like, with paper, with the microphones
well,
and shit, all cartoony.
Yeah, if you guys give us a call, we can probably totally accommodate
I've been
that.
Wanting that so bad. I saw a couple other podcasts.
Well, see, that would involve you people, like, coming to our studio yeah, and stuff. Like, coming
actually,
over to our place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I know, that's,
shit.
Like,
we don't ever leave our house.
Well, you know, there is ways of luring people.
Right, right. Yeah. I've heard some of those ways. Breadcrumbs. And
yes, marijuana.
Ooh, a piece
yeah,
of
it really
candy.
Helps when
some
you
weed.
Are married to a Hollywood name, though, to break into the industry.
Yes. I come from a descendant of very, very well-known actors and actresses.
You can tell you have that little flamboyant...
Yeah, people seem to think that.
Like,
no,
oh my
I've
God, are
I've
you
been
famous?
Told you're gay.
Not
yeah, no,
yet,
gay,
but I am gay.
I'm a big fat cunt. That's a big one. A lot of people think I'm a cunt, which is absolutely true.
That's awesome.
But yeah, no, my grandfather was Paul Henreid, who was in Casablanca. He's got two big stars on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, they're not very
yes.
big anymore.
No.
They seem to pick them up and move them.
They were
them
like 50 years ago.
They were so cool 50 years ago. Now you have to buy them for like
shit.
A quarter of a mil a slot.
That's awesome.
I think it's
you don't buy your own, you don't get one.
I think they're needing people to buy more Hollywood stars now.
Oh, did the Hollywood star price go down?
I think they're
oh, fantastic. You can buy your own Hollywood star for
$150,000. Is that also due to the economy going down?
Who fucking cares about the economy?
Possibly.
But probably.
What's an economy?
I don't know, because we don't have
a pair of underwear.
Yes.
I have an economy car. That's all I know.
Helps
so are they
penis.
Done yet? Because I can't hear. Can any of you guys hear this band?
I love no, warm water.
Yeah, look at the level.
There's none.
Okay, everyone shh.
Yeah, it's almost
that's the
line.
Wind.
Okay, and to everybody listening out there, you have wind. Go team.
No, I'm blowing into the microphone.
Oh.
I'm smoking right now.
I want you guys all to Google Paris Hilton sex tape.
By the way,
oh, if
wait,
you do, you're going to get the wrong website.
Work.
You're
going to
find the Paris Hilton sex tape from California. That's
on,
not who you're looking for.
Search on MySpace.
They don't have
it.
Their MySpace.
No?
No. They have nothing online.
Are they a real band?
No, yes. Of course they are.
I've been told
they're
by Bodog
absolutely.
That you need three members in a band in order to be considered.
Well, right. yeah, I guess
that
that's not
Bodog.
Considered band. That's like more
you need to have
like a solo
elements.
Act,
oh,
I guess. It's a duet. It's a duet. It's like Elton John and Eminem.
This is what you do when all your stuff breaks.
Gay sex?
Gay sex.
Okay. Acoustic sex.
As long as we're all on the same page and we're still on the subject
that's
of gay
right.
sex, that's fantastic.
I bet you those acoustic guitars are Bauer. Like, they're
hand-me-down.
Good vocab.
Thank you. I know how to talk because I had to get up before 9:30 this morning.
Shit, we've been here since 7. We'll be here all
hey,
day.
Hey, dude, we got time. Here at 8, man. We straggled behind you. It's all good.
Yeah.
At least we got here.
We weren't the last ones here either.
True
oh,
that.
That's true.
If Sven would
our
like to come and say hello
was actually the
audience.
Last thing to get here.
Indeed, hi, it was.
That is Sven. He's a guitar player
like,
from
thanks,
Texas.
Thanks, Ryan.
Look at all this really nice equipment in the grass.
Touch himself in personal places.
I was praying. Oh, thank you.
We love the table. We love it.
No, it is. It's awesome table and everything works. It just would have been nice if it was here.
I never knew
here.
That white plastic could be so peeling.
Oh, I know. This thing just clamped on it. Just clamped
is there
that
any
fucker.
Other color of plastic that is acceptable?
I'm a fan of gray plastic. Like
I'm
PVC
in
America.
I'm in Montana. No,
okay.
No,
if we're in Montana, I believe the only acceptable plastic is white.
Right.
Or beige.
Or beige. Yeah, kind of off white right here. The only exceptional, acceptable, exceptional race.
Starts with an A, not an E.
Right.
But then you would have to know how to accept.
You won't be able to speak anymore.
No.
Or do arithmetic.
It's not on anymore because there's nothing to record yet.
Yeah. This is not worth recording.
I am a fan of the top hat purple hair look.
I do believe it's a top hat with a purple wig.
Yeah, the gentleman was pretty sexy.
Is that a wig?
I think so, because I didn't honestly feel that that was real hair when I walked by. I was like in a 2-foot radius of it, and I was like looking at it, and I'm contemplating myself whether or not it was real or not. And I'm pretty sure that if you put a flame to it, the entire thing would combust.
Boom! Yeah.
We can hear the doors cover. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, dude, can anybody hear the doors cover?
No.
No!
That kid used to sell massive amounts of LSD back in the day.
That's awesome.
That explains a little, I guess.
In high school, 72 students got kicked out for LSD.
Nice.
In a private school where there are only 100 people in my class.
That's one thing I never understood. Like, kids were always like, oh, man, I'm going to eat acid and go to school. It's like, why would you waste acid
on
school?
Well, we went
to an
all
arts. I'm going to eat acid and go home and chill.
All arts boarding school. So
well,
you do
was,
acid
yeah.
there. It's like you're walking around, you're like, dude, it's all art and it's all pretty and colorful.
Yeah, but I'm
talking
everything
like sounds yellow.
FHS. But Flathead High School. And
yeah, not
I never,
so much.
I never understood that. Like, smoking weed and drinking, whatever.
That
but
just gets you through your day.
Am I the only one that went to high school to learn?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you ever learn on LSD unless you're Aldous Huxley?
Yeah, I took speed in school and I ended up under the desk, so I'm not the person to ask.
I think I remember doing a lot of coke in school. I think that was my drug of choice when I was younger.
Mini thins was
my
thing.
Under the principal's staff.
Because I would always fall asleep in class, so I started like taking those and I stayed awake.
The best way for any teacher to think you're totally paying attention is to fall deep into a K-hole. deep K-hole. And they will like,
ketamine and go
so
to school.
Focused.
Wow.
You are just amazing.
Board
like,
focused.
You haven't taken your eyes off that board in hours. Well, man,
I can't
move my eyeball.
That behind the eyes is like this big black hole of nothing.
What I mean?
That's like taking heroin and deciding to go babysit.
Yeah, no shit. That's so awesome.
Yes, heroin and babysitting is a no-no nowadays.
Unless
although
you bring
in
enough,
the 80s and 90s, it
unless
was
you
not
bring
that
enough for the child.
Yes, of course.
Little
there isn't enough to spread the love. Do not bring it.
Heroin in the baby bottle.
If you can't spread AIDS, spread love.
See, do you want to know the most fucked up thing? Is that if you go to San Francisco, if you go down the street to 16th Street in San Francisco with $20 and you're looking for pot, you will walk away with a bowl of weed.
Yeah.
You walk into 16th
Florida
Street
too.
In San Francisco with a $20, $20 looking for a sack of heroin, you get a gram of heroin and a gram of coke in the same balloon.
Yep.
Everybody move to San Francisco.
Everybody go to San Francisco because the drugs are so much more affordable.
And if you ask somebody for spare change, they'll hand you a syringe.
Yes, they will.
If you're gay, you can actually have a parade there.
Yes, and you can have sex there and people will watch you and like it.
You can't do that in Oklahoma.
No. People in Oklahoma and Texas don't like us, Eve.
I think there's a reason Jim Morrison died. I don't know if this is it. So can any of you guys in the jamhole.com/live, can you hear this band at all? Just a show of hands. Anyone. Bueller. Anyone.
I feel like somebody should be giving me a latte.
I would love a Starbucks latte right now.
Is there a Starbucks vendor here?
Yeah, you're in Montana. The closest Starbucks is about 8 miles.
6 miles in the other direction.
Yeah, we just got that. Like, we only used to have City Brew, and before we didn't even have that. It was all these little shack coffee huts.
Honestly, if there was no Starbucks in Kalispell, I would not go out and get coffee.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
I would just go with the old Folgers.
Yeah, whoever says that you
Starbucks
can grow.
In my home.
Yeah.
MDS says they can hear it, but only when all three of us shut up.
And wait a minute, show of hands, do you want us to shut up?
What would you rather hear? That's fun.
Yeah, if you guys were here, you'd probably hear it just as well.
Yeah, we can't really hear it either. And
we're clapping.
You know, 20. Woohoo!
Yeah!
Go Team Sex Tape.
Like I said, one of the gentlemen is a very attractive purple-haired man. All right,
they got one more
Not
song, and then the Vagina Spiders.
Yeah.
We very enjoyed exciting. Them. We played a little bit of that after the Eagles show. Eagles? Elks?
Eagles.
Got it.
Eagles.
We have a show with the Vagina Spiders in Idaho coming up next month.
June 2nd.
And that was the guy we were telling you guys about that was carried out of the concert by his friends because he was sleeping.
Yes. He was so drunk he fell asleep on a table.
No, he wasn't sleeping. Passed out drunk.
On the table.
At least he didn't piss his pants, though.
And then they had to carry him down the stairs. It was so great. Drug-induced coma.
There's nothing wrong with being drug-induced at any time.
Not at all.
Well, when you're in a coma, I think it's a waste of money, personally.
Yes.
Especially if you're in the hospital, because they have their own drugs. Why waste yours when you can just get theirs?
Exactly.
And a comfortable bed.
If you ever want free food, board, and alcohol, or I'm sorry, not
either
alcohol,
prison
drugs,
or the hospital.
Prison or the hospital, and you are set to jet.
Depending on how big your brajones are.
Exactly.
I have small testicles, so I don't think I would really want to go.
You know, honestly, I've seen your testicles, and they're not that small.
Well, after drinking years of coffee and caffeine, you know.
It stunts my growth and shrinks your balls.
Yeah. There is nothing like I'm 15 wrong now, you know? With little balls.
Little balls, like... Little chest.
Exactly.
I vote for little penis, too.
Because you know what? When the testicles start shrinking, the penis stays there, okay?
Makes the penis look bigger.
MDS, it does.
Exactly. MDS says more B-U-T-T-S-E-S.
The only complaint you should hear is how it
talk would be good.
What was that?
That spells butt sex.
What?
He wants to hear more butt sex talk.
Well, I do enjoy having a penis in my ass, but past that, I'm not really...
I'm all out of notes about
butt
sex.
Go team butt sex.
I got nothing.
North Hollywood. Visit North Hollywood.
Boys Town. Boys Town in NoHo. It is all about
walk in there with no
Boys
money,
Town.
Half a shirt, and you walk out with a suit.
Yep.
So after these guys, the Vagina Spiders, are coming on, and then you guys are coming on.
Yes, we are.
At 2 o'clock. And then Dripping Orifice, War Cry, Drain Bam, Jimmy Mine, and the rest.
That dinosaur.
It helps.
We're almost halfway done with this beast. I'm really looking forward to editing all of this shit together.
Yeah, nothing's funner than editing audio.
Oh, my Christ. Actually, editing video is fun, not as fun. God, I hate doing that.
I don't know. Getting to do both is really exciting.
Yeah. Or when you're trying to sync up the audio to the video. Yeah. Oh, I want to blow my fucking brains out every time. Yeah, we got the Evrio, and then... This is recording video.
Have you ever
also
done like high def DVD recordings?
No, it's just a SD card recording. It's perfect for YouTube though. It's good quality without having to use a tape or anything.
Tell them about the video we did yesterday.
Oh yeah, there was a fight outside of our house, like up at the neighbors, and I recorded it, but from in our window. So we took the recording and like
That's
you
crazy.
Can see the guy punch him, and I was like, we were doing voiceovers for it, and it matched up so
but the
great.
Best part was
we did
the dude
voices.
Getting his ass kicked with some young dude, and the guy kicking his ass with some crippled dude with a cane.
Old fat
dude
with a cane.
Oh my god!
Too bad Bum Wars was discontinued.
It was
That's
so,
fantastic.
It was so funny, but yeah, me and her did the voices and the punching sounds, and it's so great. It's so funny.
You better post the video.
See, only in San
on the
jamble.com have I ever, you know, just looked out my window and been like, hey, dude, there's two guys. Totally beating the shit out of each
other.
That's
totally
awesome.
I've never seen that here outside of my own house.
Okay.
But yeah, the video, it's up right now on thejamhole.com/YouTube if you guys want to check it out. It's very amusing. I edited it and I still laugh when I watch it. It's so great.
That's awesome.
This guy has a big metal thing in his hand and he's just pummeling this kid in the head. And then like they all get up and shit and the kid like takes off his jacket like he wants to fight again or something.
Oh my god. It's like a guy with a death wish.
Yeah, he's all bloody and shit, and he had a cane, and oh, it was so great. So much fun.
That sounds highly amusing, honestly. Highly amusing.
It is. I love watching that shit. It's better than MMA stuff, because they have no idea what they're doing, and they have weapons and shit. And they're crippled. That's the name of it if you go on thejamhole.com/YouTube. It's called Cripple Fight.
Nice.
Cripple Fight!
I should have sported a cowboy hat today.
Oh, dude, you totally should have sported a cowboy hat. See, don't you want to smoke something else?
Yes.
Me too.
But.
Yeah, I wish I had some.
Yeah, we are thinking about taking a smoke break very soon.
Yeah.
You have a boy with that stuff?
Yeah. Plus, we have a boy getting it later.
Yes, children, don't do drugs. They're bad for you.
Don't do drugs.
Eat lots of red meat.
Talk about them.
Maybe plant a garden.
Talk, just don't do.
Right. Use aromatherapy soap when you take a shower.
Yes, and don't forget to scrub out your butt.
That's right.
Because again, to anybody who truly loves butt sex, that was for you.
A clean butt is a happy butt.
Yes.
We should all get those little toilets that squirt water up our ass.
And bidets?
A bidet. Yes.
I like calling them toilets that squirt water up your ass. Personally.
I just use a wet paper towel and then...
Baby wipes work well.
It's the poor man's baby wipe.
Spitting on a napkin.
And I have a very sensitive behind, so the chemicals in it irritate my anus.
Yeah, my ass was bleeding this morning.
And it irritates.
Okay, dude, seriously,
hemorrhoids.
When I met Naive, he was working at a 23-hour porn store in Santa Barbara. Okay?
No.
It would close for an hour for cleaning.
Yes, cleaning and having gay men would pay you to have sex while you clean.
Yes, exactly. People would come
with
in
drugs,
with like
they would
briefcases
be here go while we have sex
and drugs
in your
and be like, "Hey, can we do drugs in your bathroom?" Sure,
of course
you
can. If you give us some of the drugs.
The show is completely not rated G or
one of the
PG.
Sexual catalogs for the porn store of stuff you could order for the porn store to sell. And they had, crucifix dildos, which were fantastic.
Of course.
Of course, everybody reminds the movie and, yada, yada, yada. But, dude, in little pink...
Wait, that was a movie?
No, it was in a movie.
What movie?
Crucifix. One of the Exorcist movies.
Oh.
She banged herself.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. That wasn't an actual dildo, though.
But that wasn't a dildo. This is an actual crucifix dildo where you
based on
the
movie.
The cross and the head sticking out of your vagina.
Right, and penis shape, right.
Okay, but the baby Jesus butt plug, you guys. Seriously.
That's so amazing.
It is baby Jesus wrapped up in his little thing that you stick in your butt, and his little baby head sticks out of your butt. It is the most fantastic thing you've ever seen in your life.
Anyone can give birth to the little baby Jesus.
Exactly.
That's so awesome.
And because it's coming out of your butt, it is obviously an immaculate birth.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Virgin or not, does not matter.
Immaculate conception can come out of your ass.
Fear no more.
I want a baby to come out of my ass.
That's the most amazing thing that's been ever said on this show, I believe.
We love... Oh, wait. Do we get to ring the bell?
Yes,
I like the bell.
Goodbye, Paris Hilton sex tape.
Oh, sorry.
Jam hole mom?
I pinged the bell, damn it.
Is that my mom? Is my mom?
Why doesn't she come down? Oh, she's in
California. Oh, because she made a new account and she's in California.
Right.
Is that my mom or is that someone else's mom?
Jam hole
mom. Is
that mom?
Does the jam hole
mom? It's the jam hole mom.
So 26Z is coming on after this next band that is going to be Vagina Spiders. The last band you may not have just heard was the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Who you did not hear?
Sure. If he wants to party, let's party.
Tell him to bring good.
We have microphones on. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Bring the cops while you're at it. We'll be shooting dope in the bathrooms.
You need a toilet token, however.
You can only get into the bathroom if you have a token.
So while we have an intermission here, can we read another? Is he going to be?
Yes, I believe you have some time while the vagina spiders are setting up.
All right, you want to do some local blotter?
Ooh!
I printed out some local blotter. We used to do this thing on every Friday. We would read through the local blotter here because we, in this little town, we have the most ridiculous shit that ever happens.
You cannot eat an open-faced hamburger on the street.
The headline for this blotter... Do you guys want to double up on those mics? Or?
Sure.
All right.
I'll get next to her.
Scoot over. We can...
Sure. I want the lady to sit on my lap.
Chillin'?
I'll pull you both in together. I don't care. I'll get in. Cool.
Okay.
Good.
What?
So.
We're going to give away another... wait.
Are you cool?
I'm
cool.
A winner.
You got to get this.
I don't really think anybody online cares about what's being given away because they're not getting it.
Right.
I'm here and I'm not
winning. We're here to entertain them while he's there to entertain everyone here. So the headline of this blotter is Screaming Man and Kid Throwing Rocks. Huh.
Okay.
At 6:59 a.m., Kalispell, Montana, a knife was found on the road in Big Fork. It was double-edged and described as, quote, rather huge.
Rather huge. How big is huge?
Hello, 911 dispatch. Hi, I found a double-edged knife and it is rather huge on the road to Big Fork.
I know how big huge is, but how big is rather huge?
It's decent.
Sorry. Nobody calls in human resources about the hundreds of dead, mutilated deer on the sides of the road, but they'll call it a double-edged knife?
This is Montana. But my question is, who was the murderer that was like rolling down the highway coming back from Kalispell going to Big Fork? That's like, oh, I better ditch the murder weapon out the fucking window.
Right? Just chuck it outside and it'll be fine.
Blame it on a Californian.
That's right, those goddamn Californians with their rather large double-edged knives.
Yes.
7:46 a.m., someone intentionally scratched a vehicle in Columbia Falls.
Oh my goodness.
Keying a car.
Intentionally. That means
not unknown.
Somebody intentionally cheated on their girlfriend and did not remember that hell hath no wrath like a woman scorned.
80% of car scratches are female.
Exactly. See, if you're going to cheat on your girlfriend, make sure she doesn't know where your car is parked when you're doing it.
And you know what? Honestly, if you're going to waste the time trying to cheat on your girlfriend with some other girl, bring them both in and have sex with both of them.
Exactly. And if she's not into it, be like,
hey. For the person that's scratching on the car, do a fucking picture.
Yes.
If you're going to take the time,
yeah, make it look cool. Don't just draw a line.
Yeah,
there is no point in the line.
That's so unoriginal.
A rendition of their mother.
Yeah. I'd like to see a Picasso-esque.
The Mona fucking Lisa on the side of a car keyed into the paint.
Are we talking minivan here or just like a little car, because you need
we're talking
good size.
A Mini Cooper.
A Mini Cooper.
Some sort of a Volkswagen of some sort.
Dear scumbag boyfriend, you are now single. Love the bitch you cheated on. 7:56 a.m., a Blacktail Road resident did not appreciate that a neighbor parked on his property.
Oh,
my grass.
God.
I know.
You know you're old when you're complaining
get
about
your
grass.
Does
anybody
know
that a can of grass seeds is like 50 cents?
I don't even think that was it, probably. He doesn't like his neighbor. He loves to bitch. You put one and one together.
No, dude, I'd want my prostitute to have somewhere to park, too.
I know. Hey, we need to leave also.
That's if she brought her car.
9:42 a.m., a dump truck pulled a power line down near Whitefish Grocer. That's gross.
Grocer.
Yeah, if you've been to Whitefish, you know.
Yeah, that will happen. Fucking taxes and everything. 12:18 p.m., an individual was concerned about a telemarketing scam. He was advised to, quote, pay no attention to the calls.
Wow, guess what? We still live in America where telemarketing is normal.
Like, sorry, but I'm from LA where people die regularly.
Yeah. But let's pay attention to this. But I actually gave him my credit card number, so should I still pay no attention to it or should I worry now?
Oh, wow.
Like, if you're dumb enough to get scammed by that, I say you're not allowed to have that money that was scammed from
you.
Exactly. If Miss Cleo scams you out of $100,000, then you don't deserve that money in the first place.
I say you go back and beat Miss Cleo.
She did, and that's bullshit. It's not her fault people are dumb enough to buy into that stuff.
Who is Miss Cleo?
Miss Cleo is a psychic.
Hey, man, I'm Miss Brown. I tell you your fortune.
Brown lady psychic.
Hey, man.
I called her. She told me to get out of the house before the Meg unit came and trashed my house.
No, we love Miss Cleo then because he got out of the house.
She actually called me that day, which is very weird.
We need bumper stickers.
Miss Cleo actually called you?
Yeah. The representatives called me on my own phone.
We need bumper stickers that say Miss Cleo saved my life.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
With a little 26.
3:49 p.m. Money and prescription drugs were stolen from Silverleaf Drive. That is a huge problem in this valley, people stealing other people's prescription drugs. But again, like the Miss Cleo thing, if you're dumb enough to get your drugs stolen from you, then maybe you shouldn't be doing drugs in the first place.
And honestly, I have met about...
Jamaican black lady, if you know one. I've met... giving you your drugs.
I've met like 50 or 60 to 70 to 80 people since I have been in Montana who, when they tell me about going to the doctor for anything that's wrong with them, their ass hurts, their back hurts, they got a headache, they're
puking. I've known people that have pulled their own teeth out just to get a prescription.
My brother pulled his own teeth out just because he got curbed.
Yeah, dude.
That's...
No, they honestly, the doctors here prescribe everybody Lortab.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you are massively handing out drugs to the entire community, fuck do you expect?
And if you're smart, you can be like, oh, I'm allergic to acetaminophen, so I'll take the OxyContin. Sorry.
Exactly.
That's why they don't like the gay people.
That's
it causes impotency.
Yes.
There's no APAP in that shit. All right, we'll do a couple more, and then Vagina Spiders are going to play here. 4:21 p.m., a Happy Valley resident was checking her mail when another vehicle stopped behind her. Dun, dun, dun. The driver evidently felt she was taking too long and expressed his frustration by getting out and hitting her car.
That's fantastic.
I love this valley. Hey, you're taking too long checking your mail. I'm going to now punch your car because I'm a fucking retard.
That's awesome.
Again, in
so
L.A.,
amazing.
You would have got hit.
Seriously.
Or yanked out of your car.
Do you think he hit the car or, like, hit it with his car?
I think it got out and punched it.
Got out and punched it.
I would think that he just got
out. I think
he
was hoping the window would crack and she was on the other side.
She's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm expressing my frustration at the length of time you're taking to check your mail.
Dude, I remember standing outside my workplace in Burbank in California, fucking smoking a cigarette and have some guy walk up behind me, crack me in the face and walk away.
What?
Dude.
Because you're smoking?
No, I had no idea who the fuck. No, there was no reason involved. A guy
just
walked
because
up, cracked me in the face.
Maybe it was the place that you were employed by at the
sometimes
time.
Sometimes you just feel like smacking a bitch. I don't know.
Dude, I was quality control supervisor for phone sex operators.
Really?
I'm not even joking.
Fuck. We got to get you guys on the show back
quality
at our
control
house.
That means I got to coach the girls about how to talk about sex better.
That's right. Hey, you suck at talking about sex. My clients have like 10-minute hold times. This is unacceptable.
Well, because when you talk to them, you have to make sure to use a really soft and subtle voice so you don't just sound like a cunt.
You can't be like, hi, I'm ready to make you come. Wait, that doesn't work. I mean, for some people, that might work. Not me.
No, no, no. There were transsexual lines for when you wanted the girls that sounded like guys.
Well, of course, right.
They cost, you know, $10 a minute.
Of course. There's a line for everything.
Go team credit cards.
4:47 p.m. Children went missing on Quail Ridge Drive. They were later found next door, tied up at the pastor's house in the dungeon. I mean, the basement. I say dungeon? All right, I got to stop this and save it, and we'll start a new session, and then you guys will hear vagina spiders.
Go
hopefully
team
you
vagina
guys won't have vagina spiders, but you will hear them. Spiders!
Go team vagina!
We love vagina!
Vagina.
Not so much spiders, but I love vagina. Love it.
I can honestly say I love vagina as well.
Love vagina on my face, spiders not so much.
No, I will take a vagina in the face though.
MDS wants to name this episode Baby Jesus Butt Plug.
Yes! Who are you? You're my
MDS,
new friend.
He's our friend from Florida.
You are my new friend, man from Florida.
Can we talk about sweaty asses for a little bit?
Go team baby sweaty asses?
Sweaty asses.
Do anybody like sweaty asses?
Yeah, take pictures of shit for this site and stuff. Alright, you guys are listening to Vagina Spiders, the little ska punk band.
Yeah, it's my...
not smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. If anybody can do it, you guys can do it. I want to see a line. The song's about sitting in prison. I want to see some slam dancing up here, all right? Get the little ones out of the way before you guys be going dancing out of the dude.
Are playing now till 1:45. 26Z is playing from 2 to 2:45, 3 to 3:45. It's every band gets 45 minutes.
Everybody.
I was supposed to go to a concert.
Everyone knows everyone.
July.
Negatory.
Put that.
Not everybody knows that.
Everyone that's from here knows everyone.
No, I don't know anyone. So.
After this shit, everyone knows the Jam Hole, sucker.
Yeah.
I know some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Team Jam Hole.
Did you enjoy it's going. Our gay parade conversation?
Like, did he just say gay sex?
Yes. Something about a baby.
Yeah,
I heard something.
Did you give a brother a shirt?
Yeah, and a bunch of stickers.
Is he running around?
I don't know where he is.
How many listeners are on there?
Five.
There was 8 or 9 earlier. There's like 5 now. 4 now. They come and go. That's our mascot. That's so awesome. We have a mascot now.
Where is
he?
I don't know.
Yeah, we
do.
What do you need?
Do you wear your shirt?
What?
Do you wear your Jaffel shirt?
Has a what?
That girl over there is really hot. Has an eye patch. It's really hot. She's over here by the little green colored kid. Oh. Oh shit.
Great tank top.
Next to the fat pregnant one.
Yeah.
I see that, but I want to turn
around. Can't see her patch, but you can see it there.
You can scope on here.
That's so cool. I would totally have sex.
You would skull fuck that shit.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Until there's brain matter falling out our ear.
He had a one-eyed dishwasher. He had an eye patch when he started.
That's hot.
Yeah.
It was great. His name was Meyer. And then he had a glass eye. He's like, what? Like, look at this. He's like, pops out. I'm like,
dude, you got an empty socket.
I know.
That's cool.
That would be awesome because our photographer is sick, so he's not here today.
What do you guys think of these guys? I wish you guys could see it. You'll see it in the video. These guys are nuts on stage.
She wanted me back.
I have
this. But I tore my legs all on my six strings.
It was
re-evaluation in the U.S.
I wish we could zoom in with that.
Yeah, you kind of can, but it'll be all distorted and shit.
Full screen. If you guys make the window full screen, you can probably see it a little better. I don't know how distorted it is because we're streaming with an Altel fucking wireless card. So how's everybody doing out there live in internet land? Coming at you broadcast at 30,000 watts across the Flathead Valley.
Oh, hello.
You're listening to the Vagina Spiders?
Who I like very much. They do have a CD. We should I don't know if... Do they have a MySpace or something that they could get their music from?
Everyone has a MySpace.
I'm sure they do. I like these guys a lot, though. Very rancid-ish.
After this song, stop the recording. I'm trying to get a little bit of every band on that. I don't know, I can dump it on this. I can wipe the card, but I'm going to try to just make it all fit, if I can help it. I'm not filming their whole thing, but I said we're recording the whole set. I'm only filming bits of it. So I definitely don't have enough space to do all of it.
What time is it?
Huh?
What time is it?
What?
Your God is no way.
get done with it.
That's what a punk band should be. Every goddamn one of them. You jump around and fucking slam.
You guys are listening to the Vagina Spiders live at Depot Park, Aussiepalooza 2009, May 23rd. My name is Matt. Someone's touching my penis. Hey, hand is cold.
Did you steal a cigarette? Yeah. Go ahead. Ow! Yeah, that's a nice nipple. Easy, easy, it doesn't matter.
Oh, what's happening, Burger? Long time no see.
I don't know.
Yeah, that we talked about that towards the beginning, that like everyone here has fucking kids. It's amazing. Burger says we need to hand out rubbers. He's like,
dude,
what's with all these fucking kids? I'm like, I know.
Dude, if we had, I remember in the 80s watching like MTV or something and having this lady wear an eye patch that was a condom. I thought it was the coolest thing in the fucking world. I was like, dude, it's like you just throw them at people during shows.
Yeah, that's what we should get up on stage and start tossing out condoms and be like, obviously, you guys didn't learn your lesson the first 3 times,
yeah,
so
exactly.
Let's try this again.
And there's nothing like some hardcore latex action to really get you going.
Danny found a snake.
Can see your kisses.
No, not in my pants. It's actually in her hand.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Holding the devil in your hands. Burger says, fuck that thing, kill it. That's not very nice. It's just a little red tail boa.
Right, he won't hurt anybody.
He ain't hurting nobody.
I don't know. We're not supposed to go until 2, but it's like 1 o'clock now.
Yeah, it's just
Eve. If they're almost done, that means we're going to be on like waiting
here. Yeah, sooner we get the smoke.
Yeah, pretty much. Go team.
It'll take you 45 minutes to set up.
Set up, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but after our set, I'm going to take these two.
It's about how long it takes us to set up shit.
It does. And we're not even like a band or nothing.
I know.
So. We're in California, up 10 minutes.
And you have to pay to play at that club.
Yeah.
Last club we played at, it was $300 to get in the door.
$300?
That's cheap.
Just to play there that night.
I guess it's good exposure in those places. They're probably packed.
Yeah,
packs.
Not yeah, always. $300?
No.
Not $300 worth.
They wanted us to play a 20-minute
like
set.
No.
Yeah. It's crap.
And you don't get paid at all for doing a show.
Chad Harrington and
oh god, that is so fucking
yeah, we're
awful.
Thinking about right now. Look, back room at the VFW and
over by Ryan.
It's like 75 bucks.
Yeah, the one holding the kid in the green.
There's the bar right there.
Pregnant, yeah,
all
totally
ages.
Pregnant.
And there's food.
I'm totally off.
It's censored.
Yeah.
That burger says puncher in the stomach. Burger said puncher in the stomach. That chick that was carrying the kid, and she's so pregnant.
She's got enough.
That's so gross. He says the Twitter stream link doesn't work. Am I typing it wrong on my phone? Oh, I've totally been Twittering it wrong.
The jamhole.com/.
Go to the jamhole.com/Annie, or jamhole.com/Twitter. And I know you're my friend
online.
Yeah, I'm
not my
friend
online. I Twitter
a lot. And I'm not your stalker on Twitter.
Yeah, I know, right?
We don't have enough stalkers,
actually. We could use another stalker.
Yeah, we took the picture, remember?
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, that's my bad. I was totally typing the link wrong. It should be thejamhole.com/live, not thejamhole.com/live. What the fuck was I thinking? Shazam says, is there anyone hot in that town?
To save. For some reason.
I didn't
know why.
You went to save
him?
What?
What's up, dude? Looks like the harbinger of death. Oi! 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 Rape! 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 Okay, the newest Twitter link should work. That's my bad, guys. My bad.
What's going on?
Oh my fucking god, you're awesome. Oh.
We've been hearing this bitch about rock stars since 8 o'clock this morning.
I finally got my fix.
I know.
Only it came with a shooter.
I know. Burger says, you found a meth head? Well, Shazam says, is there anyone hot in that town other than the Jam Hole host? Of course. And then Burger says, you found a meth head? Maybe.
That's not hard to find here.
Maybe.
What was the question?
Is there anyone hot in that town other than the Jam Hole host? Of course. And you guys.
Right, obviously. Aww. Especially
Aww.
And Uncle Wayne, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Uncle Wayne just
Can't
got here
about
and he brought us a whole
Uncle
bag
Wayne.
Of fucking rock stars.
And the Jam Hole.
And the Jam Hole.
The hottest people in Kalispell.
In Kalispell.
I know, if people did a top 100 hottest of Kalispell, we're like 1 through 10.
Yeah,
right
I'm,
there.
I'm pretty sure we are 1 through 10 right
pretty
there.
Pretty sure.
But I'm pretty sure that according to America, Kalispell's opinion doesn't matter.
You know what?
So
this is the first time we've actually set up stuff and nothing went wrong while we were doing it. We plugged it in, we turned it on, and booyah, it was working.
It helps that we tested it before.
Whichever God is playing God today must really like you guys.
Right.
Must
the really same God like that you. Was like negative on the gay pride parade.
It switches off by day. There's God rotation.
That's awesome. I think it's because it's too long, maybe.
But it records our whole show, and that's 2 hours.
And this is only... I don't know how long often it's doing it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
When did it, or how long?
I just notice it every now and then. I look over and it says restarting. Sorry, guys, if the stream keeps restarting, I don't know if it's Ustream or our little shitty cell phone Alltel thing. Just hit refresh on the fucking
satellite
window.
Internet. Awesome.
Yeah, right.
Again, go team
cell
Alltel.
Phone internet.
Yeah, go team Alltel.
Good luck with that, AT&T.
Go team return policy after 14 days.
Yeah, you bought the right company.
Yeah.
Way to go. What, $3.5 billion?
Wasted.
For shitty half-assed cell phone
wasted.
Towers that don't even work.
But people still pay for it, so.
Watch in like a year, they'll be like, oh, we need a bailout because we made a huge mistake buying Alltel's
right.
bullshit.
And then they'll get like $5 billion and we still won't get any money.
The jam hole needs a bailout.
Yeah. We need a podcast bailout. Sounds like the beginning of a Slayer song. Dun, dun.
Where did all our shirts go?
Oh,
Ryan took a couple.
We're almost all out of shirts.
Yeah.
So if you guys want shirts, thejamhole.com/donate. I highly suggest you get them now. Because after these, we're not getting any more of these ones made.
Well, the place we went to get them made is now gone.
Right.
So.
We need to get our screens from him.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that. No.
Oh.
Well, I will take your feelings into consideration, but I don't think that's going to happen at this juncture. You're like, you know what? Fine. Fuck you, bitch.
It'll happen.
Did you tell me how you really feel, you fucking whore? What up, Jay? Vagina spiders!
Go team vagina.
Spiders in the vagina. Very. When you have a dripping orifice, the next stage is vagina spider. Yeah, she's making it a point.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.